Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Thursday in the DealsTheD.com studios. And, well, first I should mention that our Facebook Live is brought to you by our friends at MyBookie, offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, great. If you lose, congrats to you as well, as they will give you all your money back. It's a no-brainer because you can't lose. Bet on the Lions and the Bears. And by the way, guaranteed deposit match and risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you don't want to let this opportunity pass you by. Just log on to mybookie.ag, make your deposit with promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll. That's on top of the risk-free bet. Nice. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. And what's on the Hall Financial Hotline today? What possible activity do we have there?
Well, Brandon just got an IRS call. We have the phone number for the Australian boat charter that took Kiss out to play for Sharks, because why not? And then there's a guy who's fighting his, it's not really a homeowners association, but wherever he lives, because he wants to be able to fly his chopper to his house, and the neighbors are none too pleased.
What?
Yeah.
Does he have a landing pad?
It's pretty. He's got a pretty sweet house, yeah.
Really?
I'm kinda, I gotta say, after
it's
watching
the
video.
Pretty loud, though.
No louder than a Harley, is what he said.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either, but he doesn't.
I flew in on a helicopter.
I think they're jealous.
Why does he need to fly his helicopter into his house?
It's faster.
Where's he? Why is this person so important?
He occasionally charters helicopters for trips to the airport.
Okay.
The trip is about double the cost of rideshare and significantly faster and safer than driving.
My answer is fuck you. You can just drive to the airport like everyone else in your neighborhood.
I don't know. He says the neighbors are 600 feet away. I don't even overfly them. It's less noise than if I had a Harley driving up and down the road.
Well, then why are the neighbors upset about it?
Because they're jealous.
So quiet.
Because they're jealous.
Yeah. They're totally jelly.
Well, and whose number do we have? His number?
I think it's his number, yeah.
Okay. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Whether it's your first home, your dream home, or you're refining to save money, which is what so many people do with Hall Financial, they have 800 five-star ratings, and they get back to you quickly, and they are extremely thorough. That's why they get done in an average of 19 days. Industry averages 44. So call them at 248-308-5000, or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, and hopefully refinance and save money for the next 20 years, 25 years, 15 years, whatever it is. It's a lot of money. It adds up. It's found money.
20 years.
All Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. You click the link on our website as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Should we make the IRS call? That I don't want anybody going to jail.
It's fresh. I just got it.
Yeah, I know. Somebody else is going to be thrown in jail, too, I just realized.
Man.
God, we got a lot of listeners with problems.
We're here to solve them all.
Here it is. Peter sent me something. Social Security Administration legal action. Please help me settle this legal action. He says, if you can't, can we get Walcheck to help? Oh, shoot. He didn't send me the number. He sent me the call. We just listened to the call. There's another one, though. There's a female, and she's really scared.
Might not ring. Sometimes they just go pick right up.
Well, that's fine. I'm ready.
James Evans is not available at the moment. Sending you to voicemail.
What?
Begin speaking at the tone. When you are done, hang up or press pound for more options.
Maybe he really works there.
No, it was your standard, you know, automated.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that dude?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can find this other one. Oh, my God. So many emails about so many different things. There's so much going on. Oh, no. I feel so bad. This girl's going to be in big trouble, and I can't find her email.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. Here it is. It's Kim. And it's from yesterday, so it may be too late.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably in jail already, but
no way.
We'll find out what the bail is.
Call the jail.
If nothing else, Hey, how did the turkey trot?
Oh, great question. I didn't even know this yesterday, but you did a Facebook Live Twitter poll.
Oh, how'd the Facebook Live thing come out?
Facebook Live Twitter poll. You did a Facebook Live poll. It was like 85% when I saw people that don't care about the turkey trot.
I didn't know we could do that. Did a lot of people respond?
Yeah, we got some calls on the boner line, too, about that.
Oh, cool. Were they interested in it?
No.
791.
I think the right question is, are you into it, I think was the question.
Okay.
That's a big no on that number, too.
87% said no. They are not into the turkey trot. So Tom, once again, misread the audience.
Well, I don't even think he tried to read the audience. I think he just spills out whatever's going on in his head. There's no
stuff.
Rhyme or reason as to whether the audience would find any interest in
it.
Did
you just figure that out now?
No. No, I didn't.
He's doing this since we've known him. But
jogging. Fuck.
I mean, shopping at the airport. I mean, at least be in at least be in the ballpark. Defending Taylor Swift. I swear, I was talking about
that. I was blown
away
by that.
Yeah. I brought it up, and I thought, in my mind, I'm going, no one in this audience would defend Taylor Swift or be one of those Taylor Swift people, like, you know, her fans. Because that's what she does. She goes, oh, my God, all of you 120 million who follow me, you won't believe what's going on. And they all go, oh, my God, that's terrible, Taylor. They don't study it. They don't know anything. No, I never dreamed there'd be someone in my midst who would be one of those people. on the show.
Because he hates the man.
He hates the man, yeah.
Damn it.
Unless it's Tom Brady going against the man.
Yeah, there are.
He loves OJ, too, though.
But his finest moment was loving that Jim Belushi movie and not knowing one thing about it, which I was crying with laughter listening
to
him getting pummeled by Mancho drops. It was just
I love anything that's old.
You know, I'm so distressed that I believed him because I said, wait, that's a sports movie, right? And he said, no. And I believed him. I just was like, oh, I feel like an idiot. Only to find out that, yeah, there's a huge sports theme because it's about the guy striking
out.
I don't
give a damn.
In his last high school at
I wonder if he even saw the movie.
I know.
Ever seen
it. How could he have seen it and not remember that and say that it's his favorite Jim Belushi movie?
I don't know.
You butt out.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez, he just, like, suffered the wrath, though. They just rained.
Did he ever run into Darius Slay yesterday at the high?
That's horseshit.
The one that Slay was thinking about going to.
You know what? He did send me.
I saw the picture.
Yeah. His press pass.
I know.
He's got a press pass.
Yeah.
The podcast is really growing. I mean,
that's what was interesting. The podcast got the press pass.
Yes.
I don't think anybody else in this room has gotten.
No, I don't think
any
so.
Kind of media pass for
anything. Oh, boy.
That's okay. You know, he's the one that asks.
All right.
Sam.
Well, you know, I don't even know why I would go over this, but I will. The Grammy nominations, because it seems like my categories are just so out in left field now.
There are like a few rockers who actually got nominated.
I gotta tell you, though.
Elvis Costello was one of them.
What?
I have it here. Hang on.
Seriously? How do I not know that?
Best old, best old artist, no. No, I know it's on.
I'll
here
you can accept that. I'll give it to
best
him.
Best traditional pop vocal album.
Yeah.
He's going up against
great category.
Michael Bublé, John Legend, Barbra Streisand, and Andrea Bocelli.
No, he has no shot whatsoever. There's no way he wins that.
How bummed are you? How bummed are you that one of your favorite artists, his contemporaries now, are Andrea Bocelli, Michael Bublé, John Legend, and Barbra Streisand?
I don't believe it.
That's total BS. Because he played one of his new songs at the show I saw, and it was Elvis. Yeah. I mean, he's all over the road.
Yeah.
He always is.
And David Crosby's up for his documentary, Remember My Name.
Isn't he up for
best
biggest
music
dick,
film?
Biggest dick also? And not as in penis.
He's a four-time winner.
And Tony Iommi has a song nominated as well.
For best metal performance,
Black Sabbath,
he's up with...
Yeah, but that's one they don't air that.
I Prevail,
Death
Angel.
Oh, God, no.
Tool got a bunch of nominations.
Yeah, they got to nominate for Best Rock Song.
The Beastie Boys are going up against Michelle Obama.
And John Waters.
Best Spoken Word Album.
Oh, who will win that one?
Oh, Michelle Obama. What are you kidding?
Do you think so?
Yes.
Can she even
absolutely.
Go to, she go to that ceremony? I mean,
oh, yeah. My God, she'll probably perform. She'll probably perform a chapter of the book.
Yeah, she'll probably
read it on stage.
And sell tickets and sell out the Staples Center. Best Rock Song was Tool... Let's see, the 1975. Does anybody know the 1975? Are they good? meh.
I don't know.
They're okay. No. I don't go too deep in them.
Vampire Weekend, History Repeats, Brittany Howard,
you know,
and Gary Clark Jr.
You know,
this land.
You know, yeah. Brittany Howard, right?
Who's that dude?
I don't.
From Alabama Shakes.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a great
that
voice.
Big rockin' chick. Yeah, she's cool.
Big. Big rockin' chick.
Gary Clark had a Gary Clark Jr. had a few nominations.
Bunch, yeah.
Best Rock Album, Bring Me the Horizon, Cage the Elephant, Cranberries, I Prevail, Rival Sons.
Is Cage the Elephant nominated every year for Best Rock Album? It feels like it.
Maybe they put out a lot of albums.
It feels like it.
Alternative, Big Thief, James Black, Bon Iver, Vampire Weekend, Tom York.
Yay, all right, Tommy.
Thom, Drew.
Yeah, Thom.
Thom York.
Thom York.
Thom Yorkie.
Thom Yorkie.
So, I'm the alternative category. Who is alternative these days? Who are the new hot alternative? I mean, really kind of confusing.
It's six unshowered guys and a pale woman with a ukulele shouting hey in unison. Because that's what music is now.
The record of the year is just...
Well,
laughed at it when I saw who was nominated.
Who's nominated for record of the year? Billie Eilish, right?
And Billie Eilish, which that song is...
I could do that song.
It's
you
the
could.
Most simplistic song, isn't
Her
it?
Her songs all sound alike to me.
And yeah, exactly.
I don't mean that in a terrible way.
Sounds like somebody who's out of breath.
Trudy, that was a very good impersonation. I feel like that flew under the radar. Do your Billie Eilish impersonation again. That's what the song sounds like.
Can we hear a little Billie Eilish? This is the song, Record of the Year?
This is nominated for Record of the Year. She also has Album of the Year. And so I think this is up for Song, too, so she could win all three. It just seems very simplistic. I don't know.
See, without the backing, with just her voice track, though, think about how that would sound.
Yeah, terrible.
Well, is that singing or talking?
It's whispering.
Sure. Well,
but she's going up against Lil Nas X and Old Town Road, which...
Well, what a
to
category.
Me, I kind of like the song for the novelty fact of it.
I thought it was cool.
Should a novelty song win Record of the Year?
No. And it should honestly be up for country record.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know why they threw it off the country charts, and it's not up for country.
I think they put it back on country charts, too.
Well, Billy Ray Cyrus has a nomination for the same song.
Yeah, he's
featured. Did he redo it?
Yeah, he redid it with him.
Oh, so that...
his part.
What the fuck is that?
His thing, right?
Billy Ray Cyrus, doesn't he? Isn't he lucky enough?
He loves novelty songs.
Oh, man.
Ariana Grande got a bunch of nominations too. I don't.
Is she okay? By the way,
no, she'll never be okay. True, you know that.
Billie Eilish and Lizzo are all nominated. Both nominated for Best Song, Record, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist, which has happened. Bobby Gentry with Ode to Billy Joe, The Carpenters, really? Cyndi Lauper, Amy Winehouse, and Sam Smith.
Whatever happened to Sam Smith?
Oh, that's right.
No. Oh,
has they ever put out another album?
I don't know.
They never recovered from being sued by Marvin Gaye, right?
That's right. Well, they did steal that song.
They and Gaye.
No, they stole that song from Tom Petty.
Oh,
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tom fought back.
Yeah, he had
take that, they.
He had the one album in 2014 and one in 2017. So
yeah, no one knows the second one.
The Black Keys and Joe Walsh performed together at the Forum. They were the Keys were there, and Joe Walsh just happened to be in town and rolled in. And
he plays with everyone, doesn't he?
Songs, and they point out that both of them are from Ohio, but he went. He was
the Black Keys
he just
are
went
from
to
Ohio?
Kent State, right? And the Black Keys are from Akron. Yeah.
You just got blooped. Has Trudy ever been blooped?
I heard it.
There's a lot of cool music from Ohio.
Yeah, there is.
The Knockout.
The Pretenders.
I resent that bloop.
Chrissy Hynde. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Stanley.
Stanley.
Who's the other radio
21
guy?
Pilots. They're from Columbus.
Chrissy Hynde's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Walsh. Wait, there's more. I was going to say David Letterman, but that wouldn't be musical category.
It's Indiana, next door.
Halle Berry.
There's a lot. Oh, the Cars.
The Cars.
Cheers. Cleveland's got to have more.
Yeah, Cleveland.
I guarantee you there is.
Cheers.
Trent Reznor.
Oh, great one. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson.
Manson, right.
John Legend.
What? Mr. Wilde?
I am so tired of John Legend. God.
Let's cut it out, Legend. He names himself Legend. And then he goes on to try to be one.
But sexiest
it's a great
man
idea,
alive,
right?
Is such BS. That is just bogus.
I'm the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, his real name is John Stevens.
The Ohio Express. Does that count?
Oh, Ohio Players.
Isley Brothers. Eric Carmen.
Yeah.
The Raspberries. Benjamin Orr. That's right. Benjamin Orr of the Cars. And I think he met Ocasek in Ohio. But Ocasek's not from Ohio.
No.
Yeah, so
it's funny reading up on that with the Cars and Benjamin Orr and Ocasek, because they ended up having like 9 bands before they even formed the Cars. That's crazy.
And wasn't that weird? And Ocasek was in his 30s when they hit it, but he shaved 5 years off his age.
Really?
Yeah, when he died, a lot of people thought he was 70. He was 75.
Oh, whoa.
Would you think a band that had their first album in 76? Was that old? No, of course not.
They probably
were born in the mid-50s.
Just think the record company probably had a hand in that, too, thinking, these people college age are not going to, you know, they want you to be younger.
Probably.
Andrew,
sounds like they're manipulating.
You forgot one of your favorite bands.
Who?
Devo.
Oh, right. Devo!
Yeah.
Whoa, yes. They went to Kent State.
Yeah.
Mother's Baw, and I think they were art students at Kent State.
Yeah, Kent State. Yes.
Screaming Jay Hawkins, too. I forgot Screaming Jay Hawkins.
These artsy types like Talking Heads were at Rhode Island School of Design.
And John Lennon. Mick Jagger.
Oh.
All those guys
went
to
art school.
Yeah. Is that where you go when you're not really sort of like a brainiac about
it? I think that's sort of like alternative learning, but way back then. I was watching Intervention last night. It was an old episode. But this guy, he grew up, and, you know, they go through their early life and what leads them to become so fucked up. Mm. And this guy was the younger child. He and his brother were 10 years apart. And the older brother was two black parents. They're both professionals. And they were really determined that their kids were, you know, going to go the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
And the older one did really well, and he had a career. And the younger one was a real fluff-off and got in trouble everywhere he went. Mm-hmm. And the mom decided when he was 10 that, you know, he's more left brain. I'm putting him in performing arts school.
Oh.
So he was in a performing arts school. And, in fact, in 2002 or 2003, he had a hit record.
Really?
Yeah. He was in a band. I'm trying to think of the City something. City High, maybe? What do you want?
Shitty band. City High.
City. Oh, man, I can't
remember. I'm walking on sunshine.
Anyway, they had a hit record. And I have to say, though, that this guy, in spite of the fact that he did become, he's apparently a pretty good singer, he and this guy and this girl were the band. Did you find City High? Is that the name of it?
I don't know. I'm looking for Intervention now.
You look up Intervention, Black Guy in Intervention with hit record.
Oh, yeah.
There can't be. How many can there be?
Well, do you know the name of the episode?
It was season.
Was it the Heroin Hub?
No.
You did watch that.
Heroin Hub's recent.
City High's Robbie Pardio.
Oh, I didn't watch it. It wasn't recorded, Mark. I just watched it. It was just on.
Okay.
Robbie? Yeah, Robbie Pardio? Yeah.
Pardlow.
What's the band?
City High.
Okay. It's City High. There you go. I had it right.
All right.
Well, nobody can back me up around here. Jeez.
It's back in the spotlight again because
nobody's got my back. Why is it back in the spotlight?
Because of the show interview.
Is it What Do You Want?
What Would You Do?
What Would You Do? Okay, close. Boys and girls wanna hear what you post. It was on MTV. I mean, it sounds like it was a big hit. I think in the UK it was actually a top 5 hit.
It's a pretty good song compared to his.
Wait, so is he the one that was intervened?
Yes, he had a hellacious drinking problem. I mean,
really?
Hellacious. Yeah, and he was...
That was nominated for a Grammy, by the way. What would
you
do?
You know, I'm trying to... It's really funny. Now I'm trying to remember what made me think of that stupid band, and I think it was the Grammy discussion that, like, blooped into my head.
See?
About that dude.
You can take your bloop away, Brandon.
They mentioned they were... They were Grammy nominated.
At number 22 on the U.S. Billboard charts.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad. That's not a bloop. That's good. Adding to the subject.
Relevant pretty to the good. Conversation.
So
now.
This guy, anyway, he's in the band with this girl and this guy. Mm-hmm. He falls in love with the girl, and everything's wonderful. Although they're touring all over the place because sure. they have a hit, mm-hmm. and so he's starting to drink a lot. But he seems like he's okay. I mean, this guy's always erratic. But it seems that, yes, he can sing, and maybe the performing arts thing was a good idea. But then the girl dumps him.
Oh, boy.
For the other guy in the band.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And, like, 10 years later, he still can't get over it.
Oh, God. Relax.
Yeah, it's and they determined that, basically, he's a total narcissist. It's all about him. It's always been all about him. Oh. And... I don't know. I got to tell you, those shows are really interesting to me because I see stuff and I go, wait, this really happens? Like, there was another episode I saw recently where this girl who was a cook at her parents' diner, she's a very good cook, but she shoots herself up with heroin, 32 bags of heroin a day.
I wish I had
what?
Yeah. 32 bags of heroin.
Wow.
How long did she tolerate that?
I don't know, but her mother had to give her...
How long does it take to shoot up one bag of heroin?
I don't know.
I've seen it in the movies. It takes so long.
You got to cook it, and you shoot it in, 5 minutes if you're a pro?
Don't forget the spoon. And the rubber.
Don't act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
I'm going to say you got to block a half hour away for that, right?
Sure.
She had 31 bags?
Yeah, you got to lock yourself in the bathroom every time.
She did it in the bathroom at work, I think.
I got to cook it. It's
so she was still a pretty good cook.
But she was a good cook, though.
But every day, she was a big girl. She was a lesbian. Not that it has anything to do with it.
Bloop.
I don't feel like John Kerry.
Bob.
She was a lesbian. Who was a lesbian?
Bob.
Anyway.
A lesbian?
She was kind of a bully. And, in fact, she would come into work.
Sounds charming as hell.
I know. She's more charming than she sounds.
Heroin-addicted bully who's huge.
I should point out that she was molested when she was younger.
Everyone is.
And I know. Jesus. But some people, I mean, that really puts a big hole in people. And so I'm going to show her a little sympathy here. Anyway, 32 bags a day.
Oof.
So every day she comes into work and she's like, within about an hour, she gets real cranky because she needs some heroin really bad. Mm. So she starts haranguing her mother for money.
Oh, boy.
And her mother gives her like $200 a day.
What?
Out of the till to go get heroin.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Because she's such a bully because she just goes nuts. She just yells at her mom until she gives her money. And she gets a salary.
Wow.
She's paid, too. And I don't know, I find myself going,
I wish I could yell at somebody for $200.
I know. Does this really work? How does this work? How do people do this?
Just bully someone for $200 a day?
Yeah. Who can we target?
It makes me feel like, doesn't being a dick really pay off?
Because
everyone just gets out of your way after a while, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, everyone walks around on eggshells around you. And
they want to set you off so they don't do anything to set you off.
And all the dick things you do, people ignore because, like, I don't want to take on that dick. So you just do whatever you want all the time. Nobody stops you.
I want to start being a bigger dick, I think. Isn't that true?
I think it pays off. I mean, I look at the Nexium guy and I go, look at all his girlfriends. My God, he's dating 20 girls at once and banging them all. I mean, it looks
you.
Like.
Dick.
I think it might be kind of fun.
Yeah, and telling them they all need to lose weight at the same time, so he nags
them
constantly.
He only lets them have 800 calories a day.
What a dick.
Could also,
I know, they're all thin. They're all the way he likes them.
You could win an election and become president of the United States.
You got to be impressed when people can create the life, the exact life they want.
Right.
I want 20 girlfriends sleeping with me all the time.
Unbelievably brilliant.
I mean, I know he's a dick. I don't want to be that big a dick.
At some point, does it always have to blow up in your face? Can't you keep it going? Like, who has been a lifelong dick? And
a lot of people.
Supported
a president.
All the way.
Trump's always kind of been a dick.
He's been pretty successful at it.
Yeah.
I think what Trump does right, though, is he always takes
well,
a
in
dick
person, he does. He doesn't tend to be a jerk.
But he always also, he calls out the right thing once in a while that nobody else is dick enough to say.
Right.
Like Colin Kaepernick's a jackass and he ought to be thrown out of the league. And all these people go, yeah, I've been pissed about that too.
Yeah, he does. He has and a specialty of finding people.
That got him elected. Yeah. I think that got him elected.
Yeah.
But anyway. So the guy, he loses it over this girlfriend. And I don't know, I'm just amazed that You could just be a drunk for 10 years and just, eh, my girlfriend dumped me.
How about the fact that he's in a, some, it seems like it's a successful band. How many chicks was he nailing while he's in this band?
He apparently just wanted this one girl.
He isn't a band. He can just find anybody, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I just realized that I fell asleep watching it, so I don't know how the intervention went.
He's dead.
I was watching the pre-intervention, and we're talking about what a narcissist he is.
Oh, he loves beer.
The world robs him. Oh, the other thing was, and this always throws me too, because my parents got divorced when I was 10 years old. When he was like 23 or 24, his parents got divorced, and he just threw him completely. Oh, my God.
Really?
No, divorce sucks. But aren't people softer now about handling their parents divorcing?
Well, at that age, isn't he got his own life that he's living?
Well, that's what I would think.
Not that you would. I mean, I could understand why you'd be upset about it still, but
no, he bitched at his mom about it all the time.
You're already on a path for your own life.
I know. I know. Well, and that's what the parents did. They stayed together until he left the house.
Oh, okay.
Well, and she made it sound like the last 10 years of the marriage were not the greatest years.
They
but
did it for him.
Yeah, they did it for him. And then he bitches. Then what does he do? He bitches nonstop.
What a dick.
I mean, I just, so many of my friends' parents got divorced. It was like, my parents got divorced in 70, I think. And people did, I remember there's like two other kids in school whose parents were divorced. It was like, ooh. And then a few years later, like, everybody was getting divorced.
Oh, so you were ahead of the pack.
They're trailblazers.
I think so. In a way. I mean, it just, there was a time when people never got divorced, and then all of a sudden everybody gets divorced. Uh-huh. And I just don't remember. I mean, people are always upset about it, but they don't, like, this guy just completely fell apart. It just was ridiculous. He's a millennial.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you millennials, did you see what you're doing to the healthcare system?
What are we doing to the health?
Complaining about it?
Apparently, millennials are. We all have bad health.
Yeah, the health. Millennial health is very bad. In fact, they said their mortality.
All the avocado toast and goat yoga. What are all the things you guys do, Brandon?
Okay.
Rare AIDS.
Here's the story, and this is, I don't think this story is a joke, or it's like millennials are killing healthcare. It's that millennials spend so much money on healthcare, they could break the healthcare system completely.
Millennials.
Mortality rates could exceed Gen X by 40%.
That's right.
What are they doing?
They have higher suicide rates. They have much higher depression and substance abuse. Much higher. And I guess a lot of their health problems are mental health. Mark made a very, very sarcastic face. I'm just going to say.
Hey, Gen X is the Prozac nation. Don't forget that. You know.
Well, I don't think it's just millennials, but they make it sound like every millennial is on, you know, something.
Is that stuff getting overdiagnosed, maybe?
Yeah, I think it got trendy.
I do. I think so. I don't know.
I kind of feel that way.
Right. I mean, I want everybody to feel good.
Smoke more weed. Come on.
Maybe.
John, like Jim Belushi said.
Or just try not caring.
Well, I mean, on one hand, that's happening to healthcare, and on the other end of it, Social Security is being bankrupted by the greatest generation.
Yeah.
Right. So why are the boomers getting shit?
Oh, you guys are ruining it.
We're not either one of those half-assed generations.
Right. We're going to end up with no Social Security and no healthcare because of the other generation.
Well, it sounds like millennials are going to screw themselves. Brandon's really quiet about this.
He's usually quiet.
I don't know. I don't understand how we're going to screw ourselves here.
Because
we're going to have to pay for the...
The health care is going to be so much more expensive. They were saying like $4,500 more per millennial.
Why aren't you taking care of yourself?
A year.
Should.
Because of all the unhealthy behavior going on.
It's just a move by some pharmaceutical company somewhere, or the doctors or something, or hospital systems just to make more money.
I wouldn't think they...
It's another thing to add to his surprising list. He's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I believe in vaccinations.
That might have been my worst day on the podcast. The day he argued about vaccines.
He did a good job backing his stance.
Oh, yeah. He did a great job.
Gave up. My cousin. 8 times.
You butt out.
I don't think it behooves healthcare to suggest that millennials are taking too many depression drugs, or I mean, because that doesn't it defeat the purpose?
I think what I'm saying is that they're just trying to find a way to justify how much money they already make.
Oh, well, yeah, it could be.
Because healthcare here versus healthcare in other countries.
Maybe we're stressed out because we're going to have to pay for all of your Social Security in a couple years. All 200 million of you baby boomers.
I just want to say something about that. When I was your age, I don't think I gave a shit about Social Security or worried about it for one second.
Be there.
Well, no, I really didn't know. I wish they would give me the 6% every year, and I'd invest it personally.
You guys also had pensions.
Yeah, that's
remember
right.
When they suggested that they were going to make it into, they were just going to get everybody's and then, money back?
And then 2009 happened, and it was like, oh, forget it!
Cheap education. But
cheap education, yeah.
Cheap healthcare.
$10 a year. It's not all relative. That hothead millennial. Sensitive millennials.
Hey, you're on the attack. You guys came after me with this bullshit headline.
Wait, you didn't see the story?
Of course I did. Every day. Another day, another headline.
I don't think
millennials'
enough.
Trouble health habits could have an alarming effect on the U.S. economy.
Well, does it seem like... I'm just asking.
We all have AIDS. We all have diabetes. Every single one of us.
Okay, I'm not trying to start anything here, but I'm just asking. Do you guys, the people in the room here, do you think millennials are more depressed than other generations? Do they have more depression? Are they more medicated?
I don't know. They don't talk to boomers.
Should they or do
my
they?
My building.
Should they or do they?
Do they?
Yeah, I do think they. Should they? I don't know. No.
I think Gen X has more, to tell you the truth.
What?
I'm sorry, Gen Z.
Gen Z? They probably do.
Yeah. Well, I really do because
it seems like as with every child born, there's more concern over, is their life perfect?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. You boomers started that trend.
You know, I think it's X more than boomers, honestly.
What?
But, okay. I would agree. I have a lot of friends who spoil the shit out of their kids.
I think they're... We're more aware of mental health now, and therefore, I think because of the over-awareness, a lot of times it gets over-diagnosed.
That's a big thing, too, because, you know...
But it's a fine line between being depressed and saying, suck it up!
50 years ago, there were plenty of kids with autism, but they didn't call it autism then.
Well, that too, yeah.
Fast forward, you know...
Well, autistic people sucked it up back then.
They became doctors.
They got hooked, and they socialized. They had no choice.
That's true.
But, I mean, when you were a kid, who in your school was autistic? Did you know? Like, oh, that guy's autistic. He's on the spectrum.
I don't remember.
Zero.
I don't remember the word.
Yeah.
I don't think
there was anyone autistic.
Now it's probably 10% of, schools.
Yeah, because there's this whole spectrum. It's
the vaccines, obviously.
Has the word spectrum really exploded in the last 10 years or 5 years?
I think the spectrum is a way for people who aren't autistic to somehow explain their poor behavior. Or not their poor behavior.
I had a girl that cut my hair. She told me she was on the queer spectrum. I'm like, what's that? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, Charter decided to change their internet service to Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sexuality spectrum. There's this or that. I'm like, I don't know. I'm an old man.
I don't really buy into these spectrums. I suppose in some cases, absolutely, but...
Well, because everything's not A or barely not binary.
If you're 10% on this side of the spectrum, I think you're probably...
Can we focus on the 90% then? I don't know.
Maybe you just find out that you're on a spectrum and you didn't know it before.
Everyone's on a spectrum.
Yeah, everybody is. Because somebody named it and then you realized you were.
Okay, I want to move this conversation along, but I noticed this in social media probably more, so I don't know if it's real. Does it seem like young people love sharing all their woes? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm on the spectrum. I'm this, I'm that, I'm bipolar. It seems like every kid on Twitter has some horrible thing to deal with.
Well, the shame's been removed, so misery
loves
company.
They shouldn't feel shame. There shouldn't
not
be shame.
At all.
It's a product of the technology. If Twitter came out in the 60s.
You're probably right.
Well, why does every kid on Twitter,
because misery loves company.
It's true.
It also makes you look like a hero if you're getting through it. Then you can feel like
how did we suck it up, Trudy? How did we do it?
I don't know. We should,
now, if they were extras, they would be doing it just for sympathy.
Some people are saying the holidays are a time for caring, sharing, giving gifts to the ones we love. But our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. Lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. Or if it's Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. Finally, if you're like listener Alan, you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed, only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. And Trudy, what up with Dr. Roche?
Well, I was just looking at their website, and they have a picture of jugs.
Nice.
That's such a great sense of
like
humor.
Real jugs?
Yeah, a pair
actual
of jugs. And it says, a refreshing change of appearance.
I see.
Well, the last time I saw a pair of jugs that big, two hillbillies were blowing on them.
Doesn't that look like Bonnie's handiwork?
Could
she
be.
She loved those little things. But yeah, you can get jugs because, man, they're dishing them out.
Sweet.
For Christmas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Your holiday breast augmentation special? $3,500 for saline breast implants, plus all of these other great holiday savings for making yourself more beautiful for the holidays. You can get pre-holiday Botox and Dysport, two areas. Get the third area for free. Buy one syringe of Restylane. Get the second syringe $100 off. Heck, get BBL, broadband lights, about six treatments of that, and you will look crease-free and fresher for the winter.
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Diva Vaginal Therapy, he can't get it, but everybody else, all the ladies can get this.
Yeah.
Three treatments, $4,500 on special for $3,850 and three G-spot. So Zerona, and also that's a way to lose inches so you look better in your sweater. Non-invasive, 11 treatments, $353. It's regularly $1,600. So you should call them for a consultation, 248-338-1110.
Yeah.
Or go to droche.com and see how they got the, like, two jugs there. If you see the two jugs, you know you're on the right webpage to get a refreshing change of appearance for the holidays.
I just noticed that somebody sent me the phone number of the cute sister that farts with the brother standing behind
her. What? For real?
Whoa.
It says, let's see, it's from Kevin.
How do they know?
He says, cute sister farts. Her life has gone to crap. Check it out.
What?
That was her cousin. It wasn't even her sister. So now...
Oh, you dialed the number?
No, I didn't dial the number, but I know the story. That wasn't her little brother. That was her cousin, so...
Oh.
P-U.
Well,
She was only, like, 15 at the time. Now she's probably maybe 19. How shitty is her life?
Is she from Michigan?
Not that I think... No, not that I know of.
Oh, it's 734?
That's
yeah, that's Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, then I don't think... I don't think that's...
Kevin, what are you trying to say here?
Yeah. In the meantime, we do have a chick. I was perusing through Reddit, and I guess I follow the Drew and Mike Reddit page. I've really never been on there too much, but I see that
people aren't real busy with us on Reddit anymore. I don't know, are we too old to be on Reddit now?
I don't know. Reddit's its own little thing. I love Reddit, but I never really go to that subreddit. But somebody had posted on there about this girl named Martini Art Nugent. Normally, she has two Instagram accounts. One of them. Excuse me. She has 600,000 followers, but it's private. You can't even see her.
So I'm going to guess that she's hot.
Oh, she's very hot, yeah. The second one
how can you have that many followers and be private? How does everyone know how hot she is? You okay, Brandon?
Doesn't she want to show everybody?
Yeah, I'm not.
How hot she is.
I'm not following why she's doing it that way, but oh well, she has 600,000 followers.
But she also has a second account, and it's basically all about just doing this. Here she is, laying down.
Oh.
Oh! It's just her filming herself farting.
She laughs every time, too. Pretty cute.
She's really hot. Check this out. The girl walks in, and then she comes running out because it smells so bad. She's even got ones with her boyfriend. Here she is. She, like, wakes him up.
Oh, God. Ass is right next to his head.
Oh, gross!
Gross.
Yeah, so she messes with him quite a bit. Here they are on the beach, and he's rubbing some suntan lotion on her.
On her butt cheeks.
Oh, he's asking for it.
And then, so delighted.
Do you remember the challenge where everybody was trying to like kick off the cap of the bottles?
Oh yeah.
Well, she has one of those too, but she doesn't really kick it off.
Whoa!
Wait, did she really do that?
It's got to be fake somehow.
The timing's too off.
Yeah.
But still,
it makes me question the farts now.
Pretty
damn
clever.
Well,
no, this one proves it here because she's got
talcum powder coming out of her ass. Or whatever it is.
She got to keep up all the content.
This one's my favorite.
Oh, no.
She's got a lighter.
She's lighting her fart?
He's so proud.
So that's...
What about the one in the water?
Did Martini _ArtNugan_2, if you want to check her out.
Wow.
Oh, this one here?
Yeah.
There's no sound to it, but she's just farting in the pool.
Bubbles. There are some really creepy comments, too.
Yeah, people are like,
hey, why can't
fart on my face.
Yeah. Oh.
Lucky guy.
Oh, I wish I could eat that gas.
Ugh.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
Read them.
In my face, please. In my face. This guy, you're going to hell.
Oh, that's classy.
God, there's a lot of weird people.
There are, yeah.
Thank God.
Jesus. I'm blown away.
That's funny.
She has, what, 11,000 followers on the fart page?
Just on the fart, yeah.
How can the fart page have so many less than the regular one?
Well, because the regular one, she's just really, really smoking hot and... taking all these modeling pictures. She's... The regular one is just Martini_ArtNugan, ArtNugan.
If you got a 401k and you aren't happy about the performance, or you're looking to make a financial plan, or maybe you want to start saving money for college, for the little ones, or maybe they're getting big, you might want to call Luke Nowacki and work on a financial plan for you, because you don't want to outlive your money. Even if you're late in the game, because people put this off, put it off, put it off, it's still worth sitting down and trying to salvage something. Even if you're 10 years away, 15 years away from retiring, you need to look ahead. At least to know what kind of challenge you have. Maybe it's how long you need to work and what your revenue streams are. And you've got two incomes. Many people go in there with two incomes and say, not saving any money. What's going on? And Luke has to go through and figure out how they spend all their money and come up with a plan. Call Luke Nowacki. If you're looking for a financial plan or you're looking to change your circumstances, 248-663-4748. You can email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and our marketing names, product services, reference here, independent Reliance Associates Incorporated. So there. So we've bashed the millennials already.
M&M's new form of money.
Oh, his tweet is great, yeah. M&M had a tweet. Something about, I'm all about that cheddar, and then it's a picture of a dollar bill, of which he wrote a B in front of the one and an R after it, so it says boner. And it's so dumb that I actually laughed out loud when I saw it. It's so silly.
It's kind of brilliant, though. I never thought of that before.
The amount of retweets and comments I had in the first 5 minutes just blew my mind.
I'm glad he's lightened up a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
He seems so serious. I mean, even when he's not talking about politics, he still always seems pretty serious, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's...
What's that what it's all about?
He's intense, and it's part of his thing, too.
Yeah, I guess it is.
When he was Slim Shady at first, though, it seemed like he wasn't all that serious, right?
Yeah.
It all
yeah, as a character, I don't know.
So, moving back to music for a second, today is the anniversary... let's see, I guess it would be the 46th anniversary of Keith Moon passing out on his drums at a Who show at the Cow Palace. And first, Trudy and I watched the video. There's a really good video of this on YouTube. First, he crashes on the drums. They carry him off stage. Pete announces that we're going to punch him in the stomach and give him a shot or something and get him back out here.
And blames it on... something he ate, possibly the foreign food, which was a reference to.
Sure. I'm sure that's
our food.
What it was.
Sure.
So Keith, apparently reinvigorated by a cortisone shot.
Yeah.
Fake.
He comes out. Pete is fighting with him, trying to push him off the stage.
There he is fighting with him.
Get out of here. You're not, you can't play. Get out of here. And Keith wins the war somehow and ends up back behind the drums. only to pass out it's, on the drums again.
It's kind of like the girl that gets $200 from her mom. He just didn't want to deal with him anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He'll go back on the drums.
So they carry him off, and then Pete announces that, does anyone ask if anyone plays drums? And Scott Halpin comes up, and Scott, and this is one of my favorite interviews back on Riff. We interviewed Scott about it, and it was really a barrel of laughs. The whole story is just so funny, and he had such a ball, and it's just, I mean, Pete Townsend, what did he, didn't he send a note when Scott died?
Yeah, he read a very stirring memorial to Scott and called it an act of courage to get up there in front of all those people. You know, you're a drummer, you kind of know the songs, but he got up behind Keith Moon's set and said it was just monstrous when he got up there. He's like, oh my God, it was so huge.
And, he looked like he was comfortable.
But he dove in.
He did.
Yeah.
So that was really funny to watch, and we had talked to his widow too.
Yeah, 2 years ago today we talked to Robin.
Yeah, and she was very nice, and her side of the story was fun too. And then somehow, as Trudy and I were watching this, it comes up Keith Moon's last interview, and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be some guy from New Musical Express or you know some Rolling Stone or whatever. Oh. But no, it's David Hartman on Good Morning America.
God.
Oh, absolutely ridiculous. And David Hartman comes off like Larry King in this interview. Yeah. He really does.
He is the most granola guy who hosted that show. He's just so ordinary and bland.
Do you guys remember David Hartman?
No,
I do remember we were watching Good Morning America once during our show, and he kicked a field goal, and he looked like the most unathletic person possibly ever, but he's just a real stiff. Yeah. And
why was Keith on? What was he?
They were promoting Who Are You, which was out in summer of 78, and I think it was two weeks before it came out. So at one point, they're talking about how the Who get along, and Keith says, "Well, there's only two members here because we had a fight in the hotel lobby," and he's kidding, of course. And Hartman's like, "What? Are you saying that Roger Daltrey's dead?"
They're called The Who. They wrote the rock opera Tommy as well as hit after hit after hit. And now they have just done another album, their first album, as a matter of fact, in 3 years. It's called
White Man Reporter.
Two members of the group are with us this morning, Peter Townsend and Keith Moore.
Peter Townsend.
Good morning. Morning.
Keith? That's Keith.
Yeah, they have the names backwards.
This is Peter. Right.
They do.
Why were you laughing when you look at that film or tape we just ran?
Funny, isn't it?
Why is it funny?
Weird. I suppose it's weird to see yourself that long ago.
How long ago was it? A week? About 10 days?
12 years.
Jesus.
12 years.
A week or 10 days? It's in black and white, you moron!
By a man called Kit Lambert, who was the first real manager of The Who.
And he has really powerful eyebrows.
What he was really interested in doing.
He looks like Pacino in Scarface there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he? It's amazing to me. I saw that in the comments.
Made that film.
They were pieces of meat, in other words.
Yeah, and then he became fascinated with us. And,
did you crack out of that? How long did it take you before you went from being pieces of meat to be sold and merchandised to being in control of your own lives, Keith?
I don't think I have.
You have?
No.
What, in control of your own life?
In control of my life, no.
You're not? Are you in control of your life at all?
I'm more intrigued by him, the interviewer days. Now. What's his name?
David Hartman.
Days. Yeah.
No, he's such a stiff.
What do you like the other days?
Quite out of control. I mean, amazingly drunk.
Right. And Peter,
pause
you,
for a second.
I understand that.
Do you think he knew anything about The Who studied anything about The Who, prepped in any way?
It doesn't sound like it, does it?
He just asked the most generic, stupid questions. And yeah, and they're The Who? Yeah.
Well,
this is the 70s.
It's really weird how back in the day when rock and roll became, I mean, it was as big a part of our world as anything. Yeah. And yet, whenever it was handled on television, it was always super stiff with people like Dick Clark was the hippest guy talking to rock and roll people. And he's a stiff. I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Dick Clark was all right. But
we had a bit of an altercation in the lobby at the hotel. And,
these guys didn't get on TV much either.
No.
One of them's got a broken leg.
There's one thing you can guarantee is that he is never serious.
He's not.
No. Only when he's crying.
Oh. But how do you all get along?
Keith now, Moon looks 48. Years.
That's when he said, really? Really?
But the like fact he, that, you know, the reports he does that you really old. Don't agree about
he died at 32, but he looks
do
like he's
all,
at least three times
along,
my
Keith
age.
And Peter?
Yeah, we get along. We don't always agree on the same things. But, I mean, we discuss whatever it is that we don't agree on. Work it out. And,
yeah. Peter, how do you keep a marriage, a happy marriage and family going when you're gone a
great deal
of the
time? How stupid is this?
You don't.
You don't. Mm-mm. So your marriage is now a shambles?
No, it's not a shambles because after every tour you run home and you try and put it back together.
That didn't sound like Larry King.
So
your marriage is a shambles.
If you're out on the road.
What a ridiculous comment.
It allows you to not to run away from the problems that are there, but to face up to them.
I was
but
just jumping up to his next question when I saw my
that's
camera.
That's what rock and roll is about.
When you all are in your 50s,
are we still alive?
Another 15, 20 years, do you think you will be together
to eulogize Keith Moon?
Scary a little bit?
Oh, if only this was brand new.
Keith took a drink of the water there.
Keith died 1 month to the day of that interview.
Yeah, I think in some
oh, so 1 month?
We will be.
Are you saying David Hartman killed him?
Yes.
Kids are all right, which
actually, Paul McCartney's
ourselves.
Party killed him.
And we've got another
remember, really? McCartney used to have that Buddy Holly party every year?
Oh.
And they'd celebrate the music of Buddy Holly, which McCartney had purchased. And Keith
Moon man.
Went to the party, and he was on medicine that was supposed to make it impossible for him to drink.
Oh,
like, he'd
yeah.
get sick immediately. And I think after the party, first of all, I think he did drink, and he swallowed a bunch of, God, what did they call it? England had a different name for downers.
Oh.
Like, I forget what they called them, but he swallowed a bunch of pills, went home at like 7 in the morning or something. His girlfriend made a mistake, and he laid down.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he it just all, you know, I think he, did he inhale his own vomit? I think.
Yeah.
That used to be the preferred way to die.
Oh, yeah.
And all the rockers inhaled
Hendrix
their own vomit.
Did, right?
Yeah.
And Bon Scott?
Probably, yeah, because he was in a car, crashed in a car,
John
I think,
Bonham
when he died.
Too, right?
Bonham,
yeah, John
yeah.
Bonham. Well, nobody, maybe that'll come make a comeback. So, yeah, so there's all these pictures of Keith Moon at this Buddy Holly event, and then the next day he's dead, and people are like, what? Because he was, they were trying desperately to clean him up. He was really one of the wildest, I mean, of
oh, yeah.
anybody. In the history of rock and roll. I mean, he ran over a guy and killed him. When people were surrounding the car or something, and I think the chauffeur had gotten out to try and clear the area, and Keith got behind the wheel, and he ran over his chauffeur.
Whoops.
And then he put a Lincoln Continental in a pool in Flint, Michigan at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Yeah. And he also had trouble with cars around water because he parked one at his home and didn't put the parking brake on, and
Oops.
It rolled into... Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't good with cars.
But... It is weird seeing that, just thinking how there was just no rock and roll press at all, and there were no cool people. Why were there no cool people on TV then? There were none.
I don't know. God, they were
they were such
so
stiffs.
Starchy. Yeah.
That entire ABC broadcast, it's on YouTube in its entirety, including commercials. I'm going to have to go through to watch this because I was scrolling through it, and some of the things are just crazy. This is... August 7th of 1978.
It's the eye patch guy.
I know, there's dudes with eye patches on.
Some pirate.
I mean, the graphics are funny just because it's, you know, it's so ancient. We have real, like, young nuns in there.
Wow.
You don't see too many young nuns these days.
Who's that dude?
Yeah.
So last night, man, I can really have fun on YouTube when you start looking up stuff like last interviews and things like that, especially from the 70s when Bowie and Iggy were on Dinah Shore. Dinah Shore was like the, you know, the housewives afternoon talk show.
Yeah, but she was wild, remember?
Oh, yeah. Bert was nailing her. Yeah. Bert Reynolds was nailing her, and he was a lot younger than her, and so it was like, oh, she must be wild. But to see Bowie and Iggy Pop on Dinah Shore, I mean, it was so bizarre. And then last night, I don't know how I got an Iggy. Oh, I know how. Ooh, it was I Want to Be Your Dog.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Love that song. That is such a cool riff. And so I wanted to see Iggy live in the 60s.
Right, yeah.
Just to see him. And this thing from Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati. I think it was Riverfront Coliseum. That might have been the 70s, actually, now that I think about it, because I don't know if it was built in the 60s. But anyway, there's this guy with gray hair who looks like he's in his 50s, and he's like, and we're going to go to the stage for Iggy Pop on the stage. And this guy's like, what is this old guy? He's wearing a suit and a tie. It's just ridiculous.
Wow. And then Iggy comes out without eyebrows or painted silver or something?
Oh, he whipped his dick out.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's literally just standing there at the front of the stage. He's playing guitar, too. He's playing left-handed guitar.
Wow.
And he throws a guitar behind his back, pulls his pants down, just dick's just hanging.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, great.
Quite impressive, too.
You know, like, some people got arrested for that and some didn't, like Morrison.
Yeah.
They'd never get away with that shit.
I was trying to figure out how he didn't get arrested, because it wasn't long after Morrison and that big deal.
I want to see your wiener!
And then Fleas, Dick was out for the entire time. Woodstock, was it Woodstock?
So then I went to an 80s Iggy show.
Like, what'd you see?
No.
Which is post-Stooges, and he's playing a song called Bang Bang. Oh, my God, the band's killing it. It's a small club. It's like, oh, things have gotten a little... Things aren't going too well for Iggy, but, man, he sounded great. And it was just... it's just great stuff. It
seems like he would love doing dive bars, though.
He was into. He was totally into it. Yeah. He was absolutely into it. And then I was looking at the video for the song Bang Bang. Oh, my God, is it weird. First of all, there's a part at the end of it where Iggy's not even singing and the words are... coming out. It's like, wait, they couldn't recut that part? What's up with that?
Well, he's just 1981. He's not matched
in the video.
No, he's singing and his mouth isn't moving. I think he's dancing or something. And there's all these young girls around. It's just really weird.
Oh, he's giving no effort.
No. I love this song. There's no band on the stage. It's just him standing there with eight girls in white dresses.
Weird.
Fuck? I don't know if that made it to MTV.
Really bad. Do you want to call David Hartman?
Yeah.
You know David Hartman's number?
Is he
alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you call him about his Keith Moon interview?
Yeah, remarried. Not that long ago.
He can't be listed, can he?
Well, this is definitely him.
How old is he?
84.
He's 84?
His middle name is Downs. Named after the Hugh Downslow.
I mean, it's certainly ridiculous that we would ever call David Hartman. It's so ridiculous, I kind of want to do it.
Oh, hell yes.
But first, while we're getting the Hall Financial Hotline
ready. I didn't realize
ready,
he was such a great actor, too. Did you know that?
David Hartman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started as an actor.
But he was in so many, like, vanilla roles, wasn't he?
What was he in, Trudy? I don't remember him as an actor.
Not memorable.
Dr. Paul Hunter and The Bold Ones, The New Doctors.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's and way back.
The 1973 TV movie remake of The Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, boy.
Whew. How did we survive all this horrible entertainment?
I don't know. Well, that's maybe why Iggy was born, to, like...
Yeah. He spiced it up.
Spice it up a lot, yeah.
Apparently, Brandon isn't the only one nailing trifectas and locks of the week. Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory. Zotfor and Holly is offering their lock of the month.
Whoa.
With a never-before-seen trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. First, you get 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Then, you will make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. You can't. They will not accept payment. They've accidentally accepted payment, I guess, and they immediately refunded the person. They put money in their account. They actually got together with the bank. It's wild. In addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zotford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash and purchase your loved one's gifts for the holidays. Go pay bills. Take your family on a dream vacation of a lifetime. Your choice. Pick up the phone. Call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta. And if you want to actually activate your lock trifecta, please leave your name and phone number. With 0% financing, no payment till after the holidays, and $7,000 cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151. That's a magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock. Then if you're self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jumped, then call our sponsor, J.P. Cush & Associates. They promise that their customers will always get the best health coverage at the lowest rates. They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the highest commissions. This is where you save all this time instead of dicking around and look. I mean, isn't looking for health care a miserable prospect?
I mean, you never know what you're going to get either until, you know.
And do you know you're getting the best? You don't.
No, you don't.
No, you never know.
Until you realize you're not.
They find you the best coverage and prices, and that's why their customers keep coming back to J.P. Cush year after year. You pay the same as if you use a broker. You pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier yourself. So why wouldn't you limit the labor? Mm-hmm. Save yourself the time by calling 855-4-JP-CUSH and get a quote today. Or go to jpcush.com. You might even qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. They work with all the top-rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. J.P. Cush & Associates, 855-4-JP-CUSH.
Hey, Cush.
There you go. There's no better call to make for health insurance, and make sure to tell them you're a listener of the show.
Cool.
Ask them about that crazy ping pong ball in their spot.
Are they going to know what's coming at them?
Not know what the hell you're talking about. I don't think.
Here's David Hartman's sign-off. Good morning, America, 1987.
Oh, it's final.
Well, it is now 52 minutes after all morning long. We've been talking with people who have visited with David 87? And the rest of us here over the years.
You did?
Moving now to a lot of new things, and a new world is opening for us here at Good Morning America, as well as Charlie Gibson joins us to continue our daily adventure.
Oh, Charlie Gibson, I get them mixed up. They seem like the same person, don't they?
On your plate.
He's cooler.
Charlie Gibson.
You think? Yeah, probably.
After watching all these tributes... Stay.
I love the fake handoff.
Don't do this to me.
Listen, what are you looking forward to most?
Why is he interviewing him?
I don't know. New York's going to be fun. This will be fun. I look forward to it. And the way people have reacted today, obvious that you get through to people, and it will be fun.
Well, what do you like to
so
talk about Pascal's work?
Joan
it is so wonderful, Joan.
But as usual, you don't have time to do
Joan
that.
Oh, Joan London.
Because I got a couple of things I want to talk about.
Show this looks like.
Have you ever seen my penis,
Joan? Thank you, each of you. For welcoming me into your homes for the past 11 years and 4 months. It has been such a pleasure. It has been such a privilege to have had the opportunity to bring you information
people.
On every conceivable subject of interest, information that I hope you
Thank
have
you.
Been able to use in some way to make your lives
for
a little...
On for
God,
2 minutes.
Boring. That set is boring. All of them look boring. None of them look, you know, like hot and like they coordinated anything.
Trudy, when you say
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
David Hartman.
What are you going to say, Hartman?
David Hartman, formerly of Good Morning America.
When you say someone is hipper than David Hartman, I don't know how to take that. I mean, I'm thinking, wait, Charles Gibson, hipper? Is he hipper than anyone?
God, light years. Anyone? David Hartman.
But he wasn't hip at all.
George Stephanopoulos.
You know, I remember him covering some stuff that was pretty interesting. I don't know. It's not a bad
Gibby?
Post.
Is this D.H.?
Yeah, Gibbs.
I didn't mind Gibby.
Yeah.
Cool.
D-H.
Gibby was okay.
The D.H.
No one ever called him Gibby. That shows you how hip he wasn't.
Never called
no
him
one
D.H.
ever,
either.
Ever, ever.
D.H.
Hello, you've reached Mary and David, and we're unable to come to the phone right now, but if you'll leave us your name and your number, we'll get right back with
you.
Thank you.
She's doing it.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. H. This is the Drew and Mike Show calling in Detroit, and we were just watching your interview with, with The Who, actually. It was Peter Townsend and Keith Moon, and Keith, it was his last interview before he died, I guess just a short time after the interview, and so we were excited to talk to you about it, if you had a minute for us. I know you're retired and probably don't care. Maybe you don't even remember. I don't know. Maybe you're a huge Who fan. Anyway, if you are and you'd like to give us a few minutes of your time, we sure would appreciate it. Call the 248 number. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. He's not going to call back.
Assuming he has caller ID.
It
doesn't seem like he wouldn't have caller ID.
Ridiculous reason to call him, by the way.
I know, it's totally absurd.
Just said something like, oh, we'd love to catch up with you with our Where Are They Now segment. Because then he would have called back right away.
So it's blowing my mind, because I was telling you guys like
a
couple weeks
ago. Who is this Keith Moon character they're talking about?
He doesn't remember.
Let me get out my reels. He's probably going to go through all his old tapes.
I'm surprised you found that, Mark. I told you there's two people in this entire world that I cannot contact, cannot find. One of them is Homeless Al.
Yes.
Everybody's favorite roommate. And the other one is my childhood best friend. His name happens to be David Hartman.
What?
Really? Yeah.
And if he was on TV, we'd be able to find him.
He moved in third grade, and I've been trying to find him ever since. Aww. I can't find that dude, but you found this.
Wait,
David
your third
Hartman.
Grade friendship was so tight that you're still looking for the guy?
Well, it was one of those things where, like, you just wonder, hey, where is this person? You never see him on Facebook, you know? It's
but
like,
third grade,
where'd
I mean,
that guy go?
There was had a so lot of little good developed about your personality.
It's such good times together.
He was a good friend.
I mean, in third grade?
Dude, this guy had Super Nintendo
he's not
before
go,
anybody
dude,
had
that was
Super
third
Nintendo.
Fucking grade. Why are you calling me?
That's what he's going to say.
You think you might say that?
Third grade.
My best friend. And
we tried to find Randy Decker, right?
Have you made a better friend than this guy in third grade,
oh,
David
sure,
Hartman?
Oh, sure.
Homeless L.
Where is David Hartman in your top 10 friends?
No.
In your life?
No.
But he was in
why
my
not?
Life.
He was your life? Best friend in third grade.
In my life, he might crack the top 10 because he was special
one.
For me. And, well,
guy must have been incredible to have such an impact.
And
or you only know him through third grade.
I know.
It's oh, amazing. What was it so special about David Hartman?
Where did he
Hartman?
Go?
That you're still looking for him.
So he moved to Florida
oh.
in third or fourth grade.
Oh,
and
boy.
Oh, dude, he's crushing it. He's doing so awesome now. That's why you got to find him.
Can you look searching. For him, Mark?
You
we've
can't
tried,
find,
believe me,
right?
We've tried.
You can't.
Really?
And I spent way too much time that one day trying to find my freshman college roommate when he's doing. And damn it, I found him.
What was
and he's doing great, way better than I am. He's not cobbling any life together.
Can you give us some example of how special this friendship was, since he's still top 10?
Well, when I first moved to the new town, he was the first guy that ended up befriending me. And then, like I said.
So he's probably like Napoleon. Was that the new kid?
Exactly. He had a lot of great toys. He had Super Nintendo before anybody had Super Nintendo.
Oh,
his mom used to take us to arcades and buy us comic books.
Oh, she was a cool mom.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll
find friends with his mom.
How old is he?
If you found his mom?
He'd be 34 or 35.
Okay.
I don't remember if I'm older or if he's
wait, you don't remember when his birthday was?
No.
Oh, nice friend.
What? I went, invited to his birthday party?
Oh, I sure did. He went through major magics. I'm talking, he had the
was it in the winter,
best.
Summer,
a magician?
Spring?
I don't recall the timing
it
of it.
It was Homeless Al's birthday. Do you remember his birthday?
February 20-something.
Remember Homeless Al's birthday and not your best friend from third grade, David Hartman?
It was close to my dad's birthday, so.
Do you have a middle initial, anything?
Nope. I don't.
Do you know
me,
him? If Mark
I've been
found a
searching
picture
for this dude for years, and I cannot find him.
That's really the only him. Reason I want to find him, is because you can't.
In the meantime, I have some news here, guys.
David Hartman called back.
Hey, that's right. Here's some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network.
Found him.
And shit.
I have to apologize to somebody who emailed you earlier today.
What?
The fart girl. I did a little digging during the show.
Is that okay? Go ahead.
Yeah.
The fart girl who we, you know, this girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is that real?
I was laughing so hard I missed the second blast.
Oh, it's
oh
one continuous
God.
Blast. It really is. It's
wait,
you.
Play hey, it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
why are you apologizing to her?
I'm apologizing to the person who sent you that email.
Why?
I saw the same story you saw, but is that real?
What was the? I forgot the email.
Is it or is it not?
That she's having that she had a like her life just went downhill from that cool fart.
What?
So there's a story online. I think
that happened.
There's a story online that kind of follows a Twitter account of a girl that looks like her. Could be her. Could be. I don't know. And how she got like knocked up, and then the baby was black, and then she.
Well, no, that's not the issue. The issue is she was like caught.
Is that her?
That's her.
Okay, then she was arrested.
Is that really her?
She was arrested.
Wait, and you're telling me that fart
sent her
is
downhill.
What drove her life downhill?
She couldn't handle the fame.
When you read that email from the listener who said they had her number and her life had gone downhill, I originally just called BS because I remember when Tosh talked to her, she was, you know, homeschooled and she just seemed like she was a good girl and she was young and all that stuff. I just figured it didn't go downhill. Well, after digging in, it kind of looks like it did.
Wait, in that article, they mentioned that she farted and put it online?
and then she went downhill
she was on
from
Tosh.
There?
No, but I had to do
that
some digging
like
and find her. And there's an entire, of course, going back to Reddit, where someone kind of follows her entire history, starting with the fart, then to Tosh, and then to, like, a couple boyfriends.
Well, what? Tell me how the fart, how did that
it's culpable.
Cause, how was it causative? Are we sure it's just not coincidence?
No, she just peaked early. Right? She got really famous from Tosh.
So she could never top the fart. Is that exactly. what it is? That it was yeah. such a great fart?
She's been eating so much cabbage.
Everything was a letdown?
Well, it looks like she got into some legal trouble, and I did not believe who the person who emailed you, so I have to apologize to that person.
Okay.
They probably already wrote a scathing email when they first heard me turn them down.
Oh.
But now they're hearing this, and they're going, oh, okay.
She's still very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's she in trouble for?
It was a shooting.
That's
in
her.
Apartment
there was
complex.
A shooting, and she was the getaway driver.
Oh man!
And she farted her way out of it.
Smokescreen.
I'm that girl. Like
yeah. And she was charged with one level 5 felony count.
So she was probably out in a year.
Was someone killed or just shot?
Just a shooting.
Just a shooting.
Just a shooting. Like,
just
that's
a
no
shooting.
Big deal.
Just a shooting.
It's every day.
I need a getaway driver for just a shooting.
Is that her on Twitter?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I didn't know if that was real or not. If this was really her.
Are you saying because if it was, she'd definitely have like in her headline, I'm the fart girl.
Well, I certainly thought she'd have more followers than 1,300.
That's wow. her?
But she was never really named. It's always, she's just known as fart girl.
That's an artsy picture she has there.
Yeah.
So she's definitely artsy fartsy.
Why wouldn't you be able to put those two talents together? Like that other girl with the powder.
Brandon, could your David Hartman have gone to high school in 2006 to 2010?
No. He would have gone to high school in 99 to 2002.
What if he was held back 7 times?
He wasn't. He wasn't.
99 to what?
99 to 2002. He would have been an 02 graduate.
I'm going to be busy the rest of the show.
I just want you to know
you're not going to find him.
You don't have to be embarrassed if your best friend was held back 7 times.
It doesn't mean
you Because he accepted you when you were new, and I think you should accept him for being held back all those years. Okay.
I accept David if I could find him again.
Okay.
Well, what, I bet you he's got though? PlayStation 5 already.
Or Stadia.
Would you get together with him? I mean, would there be a reunion possible?
And it wouldn't be awkward at all.
That would be so cool.
He was my pen pal after he moved away.
Oh.
And aww. I can't remember his address. So.
Hey.
Did he ghost you?
Oh. No, I think we just, you know, after a couple years of writing letters, it was like, all right, we're in fifth grade. We're over this.
David Harmon is a doctor.
But you aren't. He's still in your top 10.
I'm just saying that I've looked for him. I for this show, I look for a lot of people, and, you know, I strike out a lot, but I oftentimes at least find a possible number. I've never even been able to find a possible number.
Is this on Red Shovel Network time that you're looking for all these people?
No, not really. Actually, yeah, I've used some of our
resources
to try to find them.
I see.
To no avail.
Today, we got word that Big Bank Hank passed away at the age of 57. Who's Big Bank Hank? He's brothers with Wonder Mike and Master G from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh.
Rapper's Delight.
Really?
Yes.
Weren't they just on a show?
I don't know. You know,
Sugar Hill.
I feel like Sugar Hill Gang, I thought, surely their due is coming one of these days.
Yeah.
How long does it take for these guys to get their credit?
Oh, they get plenty of credit.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This song was actually played
Fallon
on...
Fallon loves them.
This was on mainstream radio. So it's considered... Is it considered the first rap song to get airplay?
First mainstream one, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I used to know all the words to this song.
Really?
Yeah, I did. It was played at parties when I was in college. All the time.
What about Apache? Did you know Apache, their other song? Oh,
not man. One word of it.
And then that was the end of them. I said a hit. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove,
that's right. They were on Kimmel.
Oh, they're on Kimmel?
Yeah.
Badass bass line.
Yeah, it is.
They play Rapper's Delight?
Yeah, they did. The 25th of October.
Kind of want to hear that. This year?
Yeah.
Before Big Bang Hank died?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if Big Bang Hank was with him, but I thought all of them.
It's number 251 on Rolling Stone's top 500 songs of all time.
Huh. As it should be. And they got ripped off, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Horribly.
Oof.
I think somebody stole their name, too. I think they copyrighted
really?
It. They had trademarked the name or something, but wasn't a guy in the band, and so they sent another Sugar Hill Gang out pretending to be them. I think there's a doc on that.
That was good. Yeah. She just died recently, too, didn't she?
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
The wedding
not
singer?
That long ago. Yeah.
Also, today, it was revealed that Scooter Braun is still getting death threats from Taylor Swift fans. Which, I guess death threats are just okay now. Does anyone ever get arrested for making a death threat?
No.
Doesn't seem like no one really does.
Unless it's against a public official.
I mean, would you take it seriously, Lee, from a Swiftie?
I don't know.
They're going to annoy him to death.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, sure. Taylor Swift actually wanted to bring this out on the American Music Awards and discuss it when she accepted her award.
I wouldn't be surprised if she does.
I wouldn't either.
Maybe we can get Kanye to interrupt her again.
But this whole idea that, you know,
that'd be awesome.
Team Kanye again.
Sicking her fan base on Scooter Braun, her fans like Maz, who have zero understanding of the facts. I mean, it's just so stupid.
He was so tenacious in that argument yesterday.
You know what? Today when I was reading about this, I couldn't help thinking about the guy that pinched her butt. Supposedly.
Yeah, and
yeah,
was
DJ,
ruined.
What was his DJ? DJ what? You know Zoo's DJ, huh? DJ, was it DJ Butt Grab?
He was a country radio guy.
But he had like another DJ name, too.
Well, that story was so weird.
David Mueller?
It was just hard. I don't know why I had a hard time believing that he did that.
Yeah, me too.
But she was absolute, I mean... He did it, and this guy's got to be, you know, and he, remember he tried to sue her,
right.
And they had the trial, that's where we met Tony Z, of course.
Right.
And he, she was,
yeah,
she
and all
ruined
her people
him.
Testified, yeah, she destroyed him. She totally, or he destroyed himself. I really don't know. Was that in the middle of Me Too that trial took place, or was that before Me Too?
2017.
Probably before then, because wasn't.
Yeah.
When did Weinstein start, October?
He just got leveled by that thing. I don't know, it just seems so weird.
Or some brushing up on her butt.
I don't know. I just don't know.
That one picture looks awfully close.
It does.
Yeah, he's making a weird face, too.
Why didn't she charge the lady in the yellow tank top with putting her boobs on her, too?
She doesn't look unhappy in the picture. Look at Taylor.
No, she just looks like Taylor.
Right before. You see the next picture where she's like, no.
That's his girlfriend, the other girl in the picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he did. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I bet she's no longer his girlfriend, too.
Well, his life got destroyed.
And by the way, Taylor Swift is up against Ariana Grande for Artist of the Year. And Ariana Grande is... She works with Scooter Braun!
But
how does she do it?
Her album got snubbed for Album of the Year. She is not nominated for that.
Right.
Lover, that album, that wonderful album.
Does anyone know why she was snubbed? Is there something?
Scooter Braun did it.
Oh, obviously.
Big machine behind it.
The man.
Exactly.
Joker sequel.
Good.
As the Joker that we all saw is over $1 billion now. It was made for $60 million too, which is pretty impressive. And Todd Phillips
Wait a sec. Why did that cost $60 million to make?
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, it was really it seemed like a close-up movie that wouldn't cost a lot to make.
I mean, there was that one, I guess, the train scene or the Times Square scene.
I thought
maybe.
There were some cool scenes.
Oh, there's some great scenes, but nothing that would cost $60 million.
Yeah, because I was reading, you know, they made over $1 billion. They made
it for $60. Counting on that, Drew.
I will. Todd Phillips made $100 million on the Joker because he took points instead of upfront money.
Brilliant.
Smart guy. And he wrote the movie. And then they were talking about The Hangover, the first Hangover movie, which he made. Mm-hmm. He spent $35 million and they made almost $500 million.
Wow.
Now, would you think The Hangover would cost that much less to make than The Joker? Because The Hangover's in Vegas. And
I was going to say maybe multiple sites. I don't know.
Well, he wouldn't have made as much back then, would he? I mean, because his salary is part of it. Why the movie cost that much.
How much of that money did he put up?
Yeah, I don't know. And then the Batman. The Batman.
The Batman.
I'm annoyed. Anytime someone says the Batman, it bothers me. It's out in 2021 starring Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
What is this one now?
It's the new Batman movie.
Boy.
Why? What is it?
From Twilight.
Is it on the graphic novels?
Is it
novels,
a prequel or something?
Yeah.
I have no idea what...
Is it going to be Dark Knighty Batman, or is it going to be stupid Mazzaway Batman?
Well, that dude is known for being kind of dark, but...
Exactly.
I don't know, because the latest one...
It can't be
one,
Mazzaway Batman if it's the Batman, because that was just Batman.
You're right, you're right.
The latest one, with the Suicide Squad and the Justice League and
I'm
stuff.
Talking
that
like
was
Christian
Ben
Bale,
Affleck.
Yeah.
So he was the latest Batman. Christian Bale's series is already done.
How can there be so many Batmen?
There's a lot of Spider-Men, too.
It seems like they'd be out of Batman movies.
You're right.
There are too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah, there's a lot of Spider-Men, too.
Mans are men.
Can they stop
that's
doing,
all they do. That's all they make.
Can they stop doing superhero movies for, like, a year and just see what happens?
Would you think it would? I mean, these tentpole movies that have to have sequels, that's where all the money goes. All those inexpensive dramas that make $5 million or $10
million. Yeah.
That people really liked those movies. It was just they were niche movies. I always liked movies like that, but nobody makes them anymore.
Now, once there was Iron Man,
that's why all those people on Cameo.
I was out on the Avengers after because there were too many Iron Men, and then
it was hard to watch.
I didn't know
what
order.
At least it was the same Iron Man.
It was all out of order.
Change Iron Man up.
Ugh. Thank you.
I watched every single one of them.
Except I have no complaint about X-Men movies.
So. Well, they make a lot of money, so they won't stop. Until that stops.
I like the Thor movies, but I would prefer it if they would make one when he was just nude the entire time. A nude Thor.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you see the guy at Lover's Lane? They identified him, and I think this guy... the story's so stupid. This 60-year-old guy goes into Lover's Lane. He's trying on underwear, and I'm like, wait,
what?
Try on underwear?
At Lover's Lane?
I mean, it doesn't seem like you should be allowed to try on underwear, does it?
No.
And did he try it over his own underwear, or did he take his own?
I don't know.
Off?
No, he walked out of the dressing room nude and said he needed a different size. So he essentially pulled the nude move at Lover's Lane. So the second charge is thinking he's hot, and the third charge is thinking he's hot when he's not. He's 60.
You
can't pull the nude move when you're 60.
I really admire the balls on that guy, though. He's not his literal balls.
They have his picture in the story, too.
Where's
it's
the
like,
story? I
this guy pulled
this.
The nude move? I think it's in the Free Press.
That is just great. Good for you, you creep.
And
I need a bigger size.
I know. I like this underwear, but I got to try it on. Do you try on? Does people try on underwear? That bothers me. That concerns me.
That's the end of those underwears.
Am I buying underwear that people have tried on?
If you're buying
so you got to wash
them there.
First. He was 60.
I know. I said, thanks for this bug.
Oh, sorry. I was too busy. I'm still too busy looking for David Hartman.
You're not going to find
that's
him.
That's the dude.
Well, I found a couple. He asked for differences under. Then exposed himself. What?
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't know. Did he walk out?
Yeah, he walked out of the dressing room nude. Like, here's these underwears. They don't fit.
Underwears.
I need another pair.
I love his confidence, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, what if he was just confident? And yeah. Just trying to take care of business.
Sure.
He's very busy. He needs new underwear.
TCB.
Yeah.
He had a TCB with a flash tattooed on his arm. That would be a great defense. He should get the tattoo before the court thing. I had TCB with a flash tattoo. What do you think? Prince Andrew is stepping back from public duties.
He doesn't have any duties.
Apparently, you know what was weird about reading this story is that he's attached to all these sponsors.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He's
I had
like,
no idea.
What?
I didn't know he was still attached to the ballet over there, too, which is really creepy because there's been a lot of creepy ballet stuff.
He is such a load. He's just such a scumbag. But, I mean, he acted like, for the foreseeable future, of course, we can't have me step back for long because my duties are so important.
Forever.
You are so unimportant, it's beyond belief. And I can't believe, in all those pictures of him where he's sweating and, he's all over these chicks, Mr. No PDA.
Yeah.
All these chicks are extraordinarily hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like, doesn't that piss you off that a load like this has chicks just hanging all over him.
Because he's a prince.
And then I thought, you know, it looks exciting, but actually being him, can you imagine being in that stupid world of socialites? Socialite. Who's the one? Chris Von Aspen. Socialite. She's the one that's licking his neck.
Yeah.
Ick. That's disgusting.
The world they know, man.
Anyway, he released a statement that his friendship with Epstein has become a distraction for the royals. No, not your friendship. The fact that you were banging an underage chick.
Yeah, girls that he pimped for you.
And this idea, by the way, that all these people who are around Epstein all the time, they have no idea what's going on. Is so, I mean, just it's just not believable.
Now, I've heard that he wanted to do another interview to...
Yes.
Good.
I think
please,
it's a great idea.
Please do it.
Because well, he didn't show any remorse for the victims in interview one. And
oh, I'm sure he's going to do way better the next time. Please.
Well, it must have been important to him.
Please do. Yeah, exactly. That would be the biggest thing, man.
He
I
had...
To watch it.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple points in that interview, too, where it was such an obvious thing to do. Like when she brought up Virginia Roberts, he says, apologize. You know, I feel horrible about what happened to this girl, but... But no, he didn't. It was all
me.
About him.
Oh, I've never seen her before in my life.
And then, Mr. I don't know anything. This comes out too that his ex, Lady Victoria Hervey.
Oh, nice.
Who
name.
Is Lady Victoria Hervey? What?
Go away, lady.
Lady. Fuck
go
you.
Go away, lady.
Hey, get out of here, lady.
Wait a minute, lady.
She was staying at Epstein's New York apartment.
Oh.
And apparently, this is something you know through Prince Andrew, of course.
Yeah.
And she left because she felt that there were hidden cameras.
Oh.
And, of course, there are.
Oh,
there's
nice.
Hidden cameras everywhere this guy is. And the person that built the...
Except his jail cell.
Oh, yes, everywhere except his jail cell, exactly.
Ironically.
I was going to say, Lady Victoria Hervey is pretty hot. Until
yeah, no, they're all hot.
Whoa!
Until I got to this photo.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's
saggy.
Skeleton.
She's too thin.
How old is she?
You can count her ribs. She's 43.
God. Well, it's not that bad.
Well, she's really hot before she got too thin.
She's
pretty. Well, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty. Anyway, then there's another story about Prince Andrew. And how does he pay for this lifestyle? Because
great
he
question.
Flies all over. And this just made me puke. Security goes everywhere with him.
Of course.
So they spent, I think he said in the last 5 years, he had spent $4 million flying. And $10 million on security. Of course, he doesn't spend it. The royals, it's paid for.
Yeah, by the British
so
people.
This guy goes to party in the south of France. Security goes with him.
Well, shouldn't they send along a sea blocker, knowing just what his, you know, aptitude is?
You know, and I'm sure he gets away from these people when he wants to misbehave. But, I mean, what an absolute load. And his stupid wife, Fergie, too. Mm. In this story about how does he pay for it all, they reveal that he's got some really strange relationships with some people in some really strange places like
oh, really?
Kazakhstan.
Oh, really? Borat?
And, yeah. And, boy, there's a lot of stuff going on in Kazakhstan, as we find
Can
out.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
That makes perfect sense.
So,
I think it was an oligarch or some loaded person in Kazakhstan that shows up when he's selling. He has some beach home, and I forgot. It was a place I really wasn't familiar with. It didn't sound like Mystique or one of these super swanky island homes. But it was worth $8 million when I forgot what he paid for it. But he's trying to sell it for $12 million. Nobody's buying. No bites. Nothing. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody from Kazakhstan pays $3 million over the list price for Prince Andrew's house. They pay $15 million, and then guess what they do? The house just goes to pot. They never live there.
So
no one lives there.
What do they get out of it? What did the royals do for Kazakhstan?
That's what we need to know.
Got a question.
Yeah.
Business going on there?
Something's going on there. I mean, who knows? Huh. Somebody owed him a $15 million favor.
That's insane.
I know. It's totally insane.
For that load.
And apparently the stuff is just coming out like nobody's business. I mean, people are digging into this guy now, and it's all ugly. And then apparently, too, Fergie's been getting all these access fees and finder's fees for people she brings to Andrew to make these deals. You know, he's the trade ambassador or something for... What a joke.
Isn't that over now,
though?
What a
fucking joke.
I thought that's...
It's long over. It's over since Epstein. But before 2011, I mean, who knows what this guy was pulling? And Fergie was $5 million in debt at one point?
That sounds about right. I could see her being in debt.
So how'd she make $5 million?
Well, she borrowed...
Well, it sounds like she made it introducing people to Prince Andrew.
But she had that big loan, too.
Yeah, from Epstein, which was also like, why would you borrow $25,000 from Epstein? Prince Andrew couldn't loan her? Really?
Maybe she was blackmailing him.
Because he knows.
I mean, something seems very strange about that. I wondered if, because she, of course, oh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea he was so awful. And I'm paying him back in full. I wonder if that loan wasn't a lot bigger than $25,000. Because $25,000, she said she couldn't pay her staff. Her staff? What does she need a fucking staff for? Fergie? She married that load?
Well, she had a baby who's grown up now, though.
Two of them. Yeah. And, who's the one that's about
Eugenics?
To get married?
What's her name?
Jeannie or whatever. Yeah. Oh, she can't be married at Westminster Abbey.
Why?
Because of the scandal.
Oh, right.
So they're trying to low-key it a little bit.
I feel like that's an excuse. They were never going to let her have it at Westminster Abbey.
I know. He's the favorite child of Queen Elizabeth, allegedly.
Yeah, but half Fergie.
She'd have to wait in line like all the other commoners.
She's got Fergie's hillbilly
jeans.
Yeah,
she is half Fergie. That's true.
Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Getting married.
Oh. Isn't it kind of weird that the Brits are still, and the media over there still goes ape shit over like this Will's wedding?
They make money.
To Meghan Markle?
It's the pomp.
What's he, sixth in line or something?
Oh, Harry?
Oh, no, they didn't care as much for that one.
It was a pretty big deal. Meghan Markle is everywhere. And of course, we remember
when she's black.
We do remember when she flew to California to break up with Thomas Markle. She didn't do that. That's right. She still has to do that.
No, she's not polite.
That's terrible. She doesn't know royal ways yet.
She doesn't know how to do that yet.
The Kate and Will's wedding, I remember distinctly because they had the big party at Greater.
I know. That was great. Yeah, magic with Jim.
Oh,
that's
that was
right.
Awesome.
It's only at 5 a.m. and there's a million people in the hub.
That was a blast. Everyone loved it.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember they had cutouts of them and you take a picture with them? So we
and everybody's
did.
Wearing like hats and
trying
to do that
whole.
I was in the coffee line and these people are taking their fat ass sweet time.
They're probably telling the story today, saying, remember all those miserable people from the other radio station that walked through and eyeballed us?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Arkansas Online is reporting that a DNA test shows that Hunter Biden is the father of the Arkansas women's baby.
Surprise, surprise! Oh, you mean the woman he impregnated while he was living with Bo's widow?
What?
He impregnated her while he was living with his dead brother's widow.
Amazingly.
Who he left his wife to be with.
Amazingly, he's not expected to challenge the results of the DNA test.
He's been fighting this for a long time, and he claimed that I didn't even properly served. It's like, dude, you know you were banging her. I mean, it was obvious.
Oh, my gosh. The Arkansas... Democratic Gazette posted a story this afternoon about the DNA test related court filing soon after the Trump campaign tweeted out a link to the article, adding three words of its own. Congratulations, Joe Biden.
Your great grandfather. Or no, grandfather?
Grandpa.
Yeah, grandfather.
Grandpa Joe.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I'm sure he's so excited. I bet he'll spend a lot of time with the baby.
This is what makes that interview he did on GMA even more bullshit, because they never asked him.
No, they never asked him, and he completely ditched that girl. He completely ghosted her. She called him, said she was pregnant, and what do you know? He ghosted her. And then he married another girl he met for 3 weeks after he met her.
I'm sure she's happy today.
But he did a great job at Burisma. That's the bottom line. We all know that. Oh,
yeah.
What a disaster this dude is.
I know. He is. So, let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you guys. Because this is a great story. I mean, it's an interesting story. The girlfriend who's been charged in her boyfriend's suicide. And this is...
Yeah.
This is not the... This is like the fourth case. And there's multiple cases, apparently, where they're trying to bring people to court, saying that they didn't discourage or they encouraged their boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, or whatever, to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And with the text messages all being available and email and whatnot, for some reason they, you know, and this one case was horrific. And I was surprised they found the girl guilty because I don't care.
Eyebrow girl?
The eyebrow girl. Uh-huh. Trudy, you could text me 10,000 times, why don't you go kill yourself? And if I kill myself, it's because I wanted to kill myself, not because you texted me 10,000 times.
Well, after watching that documentary and reading about it, that kid had a lot of serious problems and was going to do it. He had already tried it once before.
I don't know how you can charge someone. I mean, she's a horrible
total person. Yeah.
Why is he still talking to her? Anybody, by the way, if someone's telling you, go kill yourself, and you're still texting with them for months and months after, I think there's something
there's some
wrong
responsibility
with you.
There you need
the biggest
to
thing is they weren't even really that close when you really dive into it.
Not at all.
They met once, and then from there, it was just text.
It was 75,000 texts in 2 months.
Like eyebrows.
Wow.
47,000 from her.
I don't know. I thought...
And then when he dies, though, okay, he's 90 minutes from graduating from college,
yeah.
And he texts her that, yeah, I'm on the roof of a building, I'm going to jump off, and it's over. And she's like, you're dumping me?
Oh, this story. This is the other story.
Yeah.
She was bummed out that she was getting dumped because the guy is committing suicide? That's kind of
I guess, shallow.
Well,
I thought,
does
okay.
It count, does that count as being dumped? Sorry.
I have an alternative
that's
thought
really
here.
Shallow
no,
of
he
me.
Responded to it and said, no, I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm dumping everyone. I'm going to kill myself. And she actually, at that moment, said, no, you know, don't do that. But I wonder, because she went to the parking structure, she had, okay, this is the prosecution, is that she controlled his every mental, she controlled him mentally and physically. He was under her full control, which is his fault.
Yeah.
It's not her fault. Right. Hey, Trudy, if I can control you 100%, I'm going to do it.
is it Keith?
If you have a weak month or something and I take over, and I can take over.
Is it Keith Raniere's fault? I mean, cult leaders? Is
yeah.
it their fault?
Well, that's a little, there's a lot going on there. A lot more going on there.
Yeah,
really? He's Mark, he's stealing millions of dollars from people. He's having them sign over their deeds to him.
Jim Jones, is he at fault?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you should be telling people to kill themselves and making the Kool-Aid with...
Yeah.
I mean, and plus he's a religious leader. I mean, it doesn't seem like much of a church when you tell everybody to line up and drink Kool-Aid to kill themselves.
Maybe this is the old man in me. I find it hard to believe you can really control someone that well over text messaging. You know what I mean?
But this thing wasn't just text messages. She was going to be at his graduation. So anyway, this whole thing about, you know, wait, don't kill yourself. And he's on the top of this parking garage and she goes over there and then he jumps. And I wonder if maybe she told him not to because she wanted to be there when he did it. Is that possible?
Oh, that's weird.
Just a thought. She wanted to get there in time. I don't know. Because she was telling him to kill himself.
Trudy, you
what?
You sent the text message to, you know.
Did you just tell us to kill ourselves?
All of us?
You sent it to a group of people.
Yeah.
And so I think there's some confused people on the...
Good. Maybe they'll do it. Who is it? Who else is on it? What if they did? You're in trouble now.
Wait.
Trudy,
which
kill yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Bentley responded.
What did he say?
Oh, I'm canceled.
He said, you're canceled for saying that.
Aw.
Aw.
But he didn't want to kill himself.
Apparently not.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
Bentley.
Do better eyebrows?
Bentley kills himself. Is it Trudy's fault?
Bentley can't cancel me.
No, of all people, he was canceled ages ago.
By the way, we have to congratulate him on something because of LinkedIn. I didn't open it up.
What?
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
Oh, is it an anniversary?
Yeah, some.
Yeah, I love LinkedIn.
I hate LinkedIn.
Jesus.
Every time I try to open it, I just give up. Yeah. You know, so there's half a headline, congratulate him on what? But it's always going
to
be a
and
mystery.
They want you to sign up for all these other levels.
Things that aren't.
Get out of here. I just want to stalk people.
I'm starting to get upset because no one's. I get like all these crazy views. It's probably because of the show. You know, I'll get like 5 to 10 views a day.
For David,
David no Hartman one ever checked offers out me a damn job.
Homeless Al checked out your profile.
Instead, it's
the library.
Drew's going to control me now.
So wait a second. I want to go back to this girl, this Asian, who, by the way, nice wreck.
She has a nice wreck.
She was indicted today, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, she was indicted. And by the seriously,
do you think she should be or shouldn't be?
I don't. No, not really. I don't know. I find this whole thing confusing. But seriously, Shishel thought, she's not even that hot.
Well, she's got a nice run.
I know, but to be fully in control of you, she's got to be hotter than that.
What's her name?
Yu is her last name.
Yu is her last name.
Spelled In Young.
In Young Yu.
Oh, In Young is her first name?
Yeah, In Young Yu.
Come on. Oh, sorry.
That's incredible. Is she hot enough to fall under her spell? I don't
know what
so.
Trudy meant in Korean.
You're canceled.
Me? You're canceled.
Yeah, for laughing at In Young Yu.
In Young Yu. Y-O-U. It's spelled exactly like that, Brandon.
I think that dude could have been controlled by a hotter chick myself. I think she's that hot.
She's not bad, though.
She's all right, but I mean, to kill yourself over?
Well, I don't think any chick is.
I'm not going to be controlled by someone unless they're hotter than her.
It's a great rack.
It is.
Now,
she's okay.
She's the hottest person you can think of, and if she said to kill yourself, would you do it?
No.
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I don't get, how does, by the way, his family is the one that are saying it. She had full control over mentally and physically. Well, if somebody's controlling your kid, wouldn't you sort of intervene and go, you know what, she's in full control of you, and because I'm your parent and this is scary, we're intervening.
Yeah, for sure.
To strip her of her control.
Of course.
Depression's no joke, though. I mean, if you're on the cusp and someone's there to push you over the edge.
But you have to be there. Literally. These are, I mean, I don't know. I know everybody thinks text message are exactly the same as being in front of someone. I don't feel that way. If she was living with them and constantly berated them and shit on them. And,
well, she did tell him to kill himself many, many times on text message. But I mean, I'm not a fan of her by any means. But
once again, it's a text. What's the context? What's the tone? I could say, go kill yourself, Trudy. It's very different than saying,
well, you already told me to do that.
I think it's
kill yourself.
I think she's a little more... I think she's pretty consistent in her.
But she's her not, text. Though, because she also told him not to kill himself.
Yeah, at the end of his life.
And then told his brother that he was about to kill himself. And
it's a weird. I mean, anytime someone says that someone has complete control mentally and physically over our son.
Yeah.
Okay, then why didn't you do anything?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a ridiculous thing to say.
If you go to any Twitter comment section, you're going to see this phrase. Yeah, dozens and dozens dozens of times.
What phrase? Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even, it's sort of not in the context that you think either. It's just kind of like,
my point.
Just,
okay. Yeah. I don't think text holds the same way as
it's like the new
is in person.
F off.
Well, if we're not going to arrest the Taylor Swift fans for saying they're going to kill Scooter Braun,
well,
can
now
we
I'm on the
her?
Other. Now you flip me. I want all of them arrested then.
In Young.
Just load up the prisons with Swifties.
By the way, does it seem like Taylor Swift fans would be issuing death threats like that?
No. They're not threatening.
It's a cult.
Yeah, it is a cult. You're right. There's a lot of cults out there. I truly do believe there are lots
of cults. It is easy to control people
nowadays.
It does
seem like
it. Try harder.
Who's somebody's Twitter?
There's a lot of competition in the cult market.
That's true.
There is. But once they're in your cult, man, they're in.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, I think it was Ariana Grande when she and the Pete Davidson was going on. I went into her Twitter and I started reading comments. I'm like, oh my God, these people. I mean, they are they love her so much.
I know.
It's just freaky. It's really weird.
I wish I loved, you know, something that as much as they love Ariana Grande.
I don't think I ever did love anything that much. I mean, there were a lot of rock stars that
Zooves, I mean.
Well.
No, I mean, family aside.
No, but I mean, like, you know, idols.
People
like,
you don't know, yeah.
Yeah, like musicians that I idolized, but I don't think I loved them that much.
No one does.
Yeah.
Well, to just defend them. You know, no matter what, without knowing anything, which is what they do. And this is what pisses me off, though, is that these stars, and I think it really, if you think about it, it kind of starts with Michael Jackson and I love you.
Or the Beatles.
My fans for getting behind me. Well, they didn't ask people to defend them. Oh. They would have, probably would have, but.
Cultish.
No, Michael Jackson, every time he got in trouble, it was like, you know the truth, you know, I would never hurt a child. I need all of you to have my back and support me.
Did you see the update on the news with Safechuck and Robeson?
I did see something.
Another hearing.
What? To sue Jackson?
Yeah. Well, I don't know exactly what the hearing was for, but I think so, to sue the estate.
Yeah, you know Katherine Jackson is going to fight that tooth and
nail. Yes, they will fight that.
Yeah.
Isn't she dead?
No.
No.
Close to death?
Probably.
Is Joe still alive, right?
No, Joe died.
Wait, Joe kicked? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Joe died.
When that happened?
Now, those two guys, honestly, I could see a Michael Jackson fan killing those two guys. I could see his fans are wacko.
Yeah, that's
absolutely wacko.
So their lawsuits were dismissed in 2017 because of the statute of limitations. But California then passed that law that said, no, there's no statute of limitations on abuse anymore. And because of that, a appellate court overturned their dismissals. So they might have their cases heard.
That's going to be tough.
I think
that's
so, too.
That's a long time afterwards. Ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago, and he's dead. And yeah. The thing
he's
that I hate about
he's making more money than ever before, though.
Making a lot of money.
Being mean to him.
The thing I hate about that case is when they lose, Jack Smith says, see, he didn't do anything to them. Just like in 2004, yes. You know, the celebrations. Yes. It's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Ugh. And, of course, does he stop hanging around 12-year-olds? No.
You couldn't. No, he did. You can't stop it.
That reminds me, Jussie Smollett is suing the city of Chicago. Yeah. Isn't that a terrible idea?
I think so. I don't know. I never understood countersuits. It's always like, you're being sued, so I'm going to sue you.
I really think he would have been smart to settle.
He's an idiot, though.
With the city of Chicago. I know, he is an idiot. And he's suing the two brothers, too. For saying that he conspired with them. He's suing them.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
That's really interesting. Yeah. Why can't they just present evidence then?
Yeah, there's just so much evidence. It's
I think
it's going to be an easy victory for Chicago.
Yeah, they'll have a chance to present all that, and it's going to bring it all up again. And I think the longer this thing goes on and on and on, the longer the smaller a chance he has of ever rallying and having a career again. Well, I'm not sure he ever will.
According to a source, that sounds like why he's suing, because his goal when the city dropped the criminal case was to, quote, move on from this and get on with his life. But the city of Chicago's refused to let it go, which has forced Jussie to fight back. Shut up. Go away.
Unfortunately for him, I don't think Does anyone support this guy?
Oh, I think a very small amount of people. But there's
the
same amount that
people
always
still do.
A very tiny, tiny part.
Yeah, but some of those Empire people have parts in other, you know, major films. You'd think
they
wouldn't give a crap about him.
They don't know the story. Mass probably supports him because he's fighting the man.
He is fighting the man.
City of Chicago.
On the game, Mike
Tyson. Should we ask him?
Yes.
I don't think he's spot. I really don't think he supports Jussie Smollett.
I don't either.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
I mean, it wouldn't have surprised me, but I don't think he does.
He does have a set of arbitrary rules.
Yes, he does.
Not at all.
He likes to think he does.
But I did see that Kim Fox, who's now running for re-election, she's basically upset that she handled this incorrectly, and she wants to fix it. But I think that's only to try to get those votes.
Yeah, to get elected. That's the only reason, because that's the only thing anyone knows Kim Fox for.
Yep.
Is for letting Jussie Smollett off. And that, you know, that case,
it's
by the way.
Good name recognition.
I know everyone knows her for that, nothing else. That case, honestly, reminds me of, it's not on the same level, but it reminds me of the Epstein prosecution. Because don't you feel like somebody had to have stepped in there and said, look, you got to let this guy go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody got to.
I don't know who.
With Epstein?
Yeah. No, with Jussie Smollett. Yeah, with both.
Yeah, it was Kim Fox, wasn't it? She's the one that dropped
the
case.
No, but I think for her to do that, someone had to have checked in who was very influential.
And
Michelle Obama's chief of staff.
The thought bubble over your head has Michelle Obama in it.
Well, her chief of staff was very close to the family, and she did talk to Kim Fox.
By the way, isn't she in charge of Time's Up now, that lady?
Oh, is that lady? Is that the one?
I think she is in charge of it now.
And Time's Up, we keep hearing about their incredible work.
Time is up.
All the money that they've been raised, the hundreds of millions raised. I haven't heard of one thing. What is Time's Up doing? Are they doing great things?
They're helping litigate cases for people who aren't celebrities to get.
That's a good charity.
You think
and it's not necessarily high profile because they're not necessarily celebrities.
Yeah.
But you think we would hear about it? I mean, it was all we heard about for 6 months. And Les Moonves, remember, he had to give $20 million? Oh, fucking $20
million. Did he ever do that?
Oh, no. CBS did. I'm sorry. CBS did. Les Moonves didn't. What's happening with Les Moonves?
I don't know.
Isn't there an investigation or a suit or something going on?
Isn't that funny how long those take as opposed to the usual court cases of things?
That's how a lot of
regular people
win those cases. Yeah, they just drag them out like R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 14-year-old in 2002 and the case wasn't adjudicated till 2008.
And it takes money to do that, to keep it going. You have to, you know, file for continuances and stuff like that to just keep it from resolving. Little Moonves.
That reminds me of another true crime story. I was watching on ID Channel these two neighbors. Well, this one guy had lived in this house for a while, and one day he sees this guy driving up his driveway. He's like, what's he doing in my driveway?
Hey, there's nothing worse than someone pulling into your driveway.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of a bummer, isn't it?
Of like, oh, no, who am I going to have to deal with? Well, what are you doing? And then if you see someone pulling around, it's like, get out of my driveway, you joker. You're on someone else's driveway.
This guy did not like it, and he goes, and the guy is in a property that's behind him but near him, and he's, like, fleshing out his property. He's going to build a house. And he's like, hey, dude, you're using my driveway. And he goes, no, that's not a driveway. That's Lilac Lane. He's like, Lilac Lane? What are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, it's Lilac Lane. I did all the homework, and that's not your driveway. And so the guy hires a survey company to come in and they say, there's no Lilac Lane. What the fuck is he talking about?
Love his confidence, though.
So the guy that owns the house is gone, he builds this. There's part of the driveway that's hard to get over because of, I forget. But anyway, he builds this structure in the guy's driveway because he has to get over this certain part. I forgot what it was. And so the guy went out.
Are you allowed to build a structure on a Lilac Lane?
I guess you are.
Okay.
You can't do your own road work.
I don't know. So the guy tore it up and, of course, you know, chucked all the parts stuff. So then the guy cemented it. He cemented the whole thing.
Oh.
So the guy comes out with a one of those trucks with the oh God, what was it? It's like a bulldozer, except it's got the big
Bobcat or
it's got the big you know, the big
claw.
Well, it's got a big pocket, like, you know, and to go down and pull it up, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So the guy.
What piece of heavy equipment?
I know, I can't remember what.
Oh, it's this damn
scoop. It was a cool piece of equipment. Yeah, the scoop. And so he drives towards this thing, and the guy sees him, so he runs out and lies down on it.
Good move. I love every move in this story so far.
And then he jumps up and hangs on the
not as good of a move. The teeth on it. Yeah.
Wow.
And so
the
backhoe.
Yeah.
So the guy driving, I guess it's a backhoe. The guy starts shaking it. And he falls off, and then he claims he hit his head, and they call an ambulance, and he comes back with a big neck brace, like, oh, my God, look what he did to me.
Oh, Perry Mason.
Ted Kennedy,
yeah.
And it just went on. It got worse and worse. And then one day the guy comes home, you know, who has the driveway, Lilac Lane, quote, unquote, and his electricity's off. Then he notices he's missing mail, and this girl that had moved in with him with her two kids, she sees him stealing mail. And so, but all this is all hearsay because they can never prove anything. So this thing just goes on and on.
It's a doorbell cam.
Yeah, right.
So the guy actually has his house built. And one night when he's out, and I think he's staring through the window of the guy who thinks Lilac Lane is his driveway. Or actually, it is his driveway. And so he goes out and all they know is the next day, the asshole who said it was Lilac Lane, which I thought was so funny, he doesn't show up at work. And they're like, well, today was his last day, and we were having a party for him. What's going on? So they go to the house, and he's not there. So the cops come, and the neighbor comes over, and he says, what are y'all doing out here? And he goes, well, we're trying to find this guy, and we don't know where he is. And he goes, oh, I thought you were coming out here to gripe about my fire. He had a big fire in his backyard.
Yeah.
They're like, no. And they're kind of like, so wait, this guy's missing, and he's thinking about his fire? What the fuck? So they're like, let's go over and check out that fire. So they go over, check out the fire, and they notice an arm in the fire.
Nice fire, you dope.
And so the guy pulls a gun on him immediately and says, I apologize if that's not a human body in that fire. And he goes, it is. It's him.
What?
Yes.
Well, that way to give up right away.
I know.
Jeez. You fought this guy for so long, and you give up that easily?
I think if they find out that...
How did he kill him?
If the surveyors can agree that that's not Lilac Lane... He should not be prosecuted for killing the guy. The guy was the biggest fucking pain in the ass.
I want to know more about this.
He shot him.
Do you remember the name?
He shot him. I don't. He was on ID Channel. Oh, it was Fear Thy Neighbor is the name of the show.
Okay. Was the episode Mailbox Madness, Screaming Oaks, Rural Madness?
Oh, my God. Such great titles.
Jeez.
Rural Madness. Sounds like Rural Madness.
What the name was. But it was a fight over his driveway.
How insanely stupid!
I know it was really pretty hilarious.
So what about the
couldn't turn it off
helicopter guy? Do you guys still have his phone number?
Yeah, oh, we can
there's
try
the Australian too.
Let's call the chopper guy. Yeah, Kiss played on a boat for eight people.
We could try David Hartman's. I found that I think are Brandon's friend.
I don't think that.
Why? You don't know how I found them.
Okay.
What do you want to try?
Let's call. Let's see, the helicopter guy, will he talk to us? Will he even be home?
He wants to brag about his
chopper's home, so he probably gets home early. Yeah. Let's try the chopper guy first.
Right, it's those two. Ugh. Sorry.
I think we need to try David Hartman, too. I want to hear this reunion. There could be a lot of tears down here.
Aw, that'd be sweet.
You remember when you had Street Fighter and nobody else had Street Fighter?
It's going to be like, so what do you do now?
Wait, which Street Fighter was he and which one were you?
I was Ryu, and he liked to be...
appropriation, Brandon, being Ryu.
I don't even know how to say it.
It was baby Brandon then.
Is it Guile, the guy with the big tall blonde hair?
Oh.
The American.
Bloop. America.
Bloop.
Sounds like David thought he was hot. It's the helicopter. spinning, what's helicopter name guy's name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
It's a helicopter, yes. Another great song.
Propellers spinning and spinning all around. So much that the helicopter's off the ground. And it's flying, flying, flying all around. How's it happen?
Hello? Hello, Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
It's the Drew and Mike show. We were calling about the chopper. We're in Detroit, and we'd read about the story that you wanted to chopper into your home, and some of the neighbors apparently were not happy about it.
That's an understatement of the year.
Okay. Now, what? So this chopper, you say, is not noisy?
We actually did the sound measurements on it, and at the property there, and it's a small helicopter, and it was it did not exceed the noise ordinance for your noise at your property line, and it was less than that. I had a buddy come up with his Harley, and it was less than that.
What did it register?
I need decibels.
I don't know.
It was plus 67 dBA.
I know exactly what that means.
What kind of mic do you
have? Okay, so now I would think this would be a very upscale neighborhood if you're going to fly a helicopter out of there. Are you of much more means than your neighbors?
Actually, they're much more means than me, and they're very politically connected.
Oh,
and they're jealous.
They've been fighting at this property for years, both me and everything. Everything I do, they go against me. See, I'm zoned agriculture. I'm in a completely separate, and they're in a HOA.
What else have you done that they didn't like?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I have a 2,000-foot driveway, and I put a fence on it. The county comes to me and says, well, tell you what, if you make that fence wildlife-friendly, we'll help you put the fence up. So the county helps me put the fence up.
Cool.
Then these people complain, so they got the county to sue me to take the fence down.
Oh,
that sounds like government.
Oh my God.
So the fence went down.
Well, no. I won that. Never mind. It cost me tens of thousands of dollars. And then I put some Christmas lights up. They complain about that. And I was what? Just a nice guy. I go over to the HOA thing, and I said, look, I want to put some lights on my driveway. And so he suggested those really dim solar lights for your fence. You know, they downward facing and a little tiny.
Yeah.
So I put those up. And then he shows up in court and said those lights were so bright they blazed through his curtains at night.
Oh, what a baby.
Who is he?
And then I had the judge come out, and the judge come out and look at that at night. And then she thought how crazy these guys are, and then she ruled against them on that.
Oh.
Wow.
Have you lost any battle with them? Like, is there a battle you've lost?
Oh, I lost it with the county. The county goes pulls out this thing that says, hey, if we don't mention anything about the zoning ordinance, it's forbidden. So they came up and they said helicopters are forbidden because it's not mentioned, and the judge agreed with them.
So where is it that you have to fly to that's so critical? I mean, why is your time so important that you have to fly a chopper somewhere?
Hey, you know, you have to understand, it's not more expensive than an Uber ride from where I am. Mm. We go to the airport. I surprised my wife to, she comes in on the airport, and I had the helicopter bring her way to the house, and instead of an hour and a half through traffic, it was 12 minutes.
And it costs, what does this cost? You said the same as an Uber?
$400.
An Uber wouldn't cost $400, would it?
No.
Well, you get a private ride from there. Maybe it costs more, but I mean,
I don't think that's an Uber.
It's really five times more. Yeah.
You're comparing limousine rates with the chopper, aren't you?
Okay. Well, okay. I guess I rate limousine.
Do you ever just hover over these neighbors and then say, "No, it's part of landing," like just to hang over their house for a while?
No, I never went over their house. Their house is 600 feet away. And I come in from the it's all open space. I come in, the helicopters come in from the south. I've never overflown their house, never got close to their house. And in fact, it was a deal I made with the county before the trial to let me come in from the north. I got my three neighbors to the north who love helicopters. Said, you can fly over our houses. They're not part of Willowbrook either, the subdivision. So I was doing that. The county agreed to that until the judge suddenly rules this is a zoning violation.
Do you think these neighbors are jealous because you're such a hot shot?
Yeah. No, they're a bunch of old fuddy-duddies that are in their retirement, and they don't like noise. They don't like disturbance. They bought this land when it was all open space 30 years ago, and they for 20 years they sued and fought the previous property owner when he tried to build a house there, and
really?
I inherited all of these troubles.
Now, I saw on the CBS story. Look, do you have an airplane on your property as well?
So I had a little airplane, a little mall airplane, and the judge ruled that I can't land and take off the airplane on my driveway.
What? Why? Travolta does.
Yeah,
all the neighbors do there. Yeah, why don't you move to where Travolta lives? Because all the neighbors there, they got a big runway for everybody.
Yeah,
but I kind of like where I am, and it's perfect. I get kids in school, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But for years, people have been landing helicopters on their property in Jefferson County. So, just periodically and doing that. So I decided, hey, once in a while, I'll bring a helicopter on a special occasion. And, my God, the hornets go.
Man, you are such I'm dying to know what you do for a living, because it sounds like you got some serious means there. What is it that you do?
I have to tell you first, those neighbors that live above me complain, they're more money than me. I'm a small business owner. I own a telemetry company, hardworking guy, have employees, pay lots of taxes. I'm not one of these multimillionaires, but I have some means because I've been hardworking, creating business all my life.
Well, I understand. I run a network myself, so I get it.
How else can you annoy these neighbors? What else can you do?
About.
Can you put up an absurdly large flagpole and then claim they hate America when they don't like it?
Good idea.
No, but
or grow
I put
weed.
Up a large cross.
A large cross?
Yeah, I put a 500-foot cross for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
They must hate that.
And half
those...
the neighbors love me and half hate me.
Really? So, do they want you to put up some insignia of all religions?
He's a battleground for the war on Christmas.
Well, I was going to put a Festivus pole with a troubled bottom.
Yeah.
But my wife wouldn't want to do that.
You seem like you have
the thing you asked me about the annoying them. It turns out the judges allow me to bring my airplane back. And it's just a little airplane, so I'm going to taxi the airplane up in my driveway picking up my mail.
Awesome.
That's great.
Oh, boy. You sound like you have a good sense of humor. It sounds like your neighbors don't have much humor for this stuff.
And I don't take I don't take any of this personally, you know? Like I said, they're fighting for what they believe in, and I'm fighting for what I believe in, and I don't think that they're evil people or anything like that. And in fact, I invited them over to the party. I invited them up to take them up on the rides there. But, you know,
I was going to say, just offer them some helicopter rides. You think that would smooth it over?
They're kids.
Everyone loves a helicopter ride.
They won't even go near a helicopter.
What?
How old are these people? Jeez.
Oh, they're in their 70s, but one is a really, really retired partner in a big, well-known law firm, and when he says jump, the county says hi.
Really?
He's a lawyer with influence, probably.
It's weak, though.
It's going to cost him money. So do you fly the chopper?
He is retired.
You fly the chopper yourself?
No. I charter that. The little airplane I fly I flew myself. But the helicopter I charter. I let professionals do that.
Man, how much do you just get off when a chopper's landing in your yard that you know it's for you to take you to the airport?
That's cool.
I've been flying for 40 years. My wife and I, we love airplanes. We love helicopters.
Yeah.
We get a thrill whenever we, you know, see one land and take off. So it was a special thrill to be able to land my plane there on my driveway and to have a helicopter occasionally land on my front yard, and it's going to be really nice to taxi and get my mail.
I don't know why the plane in the driveway makes me a little nervous. Even if I'm 600 feet away, that just, I don't know, it seems a little iffy to me. Is your driveway really wide?
It's 60 foot wide right away. So
perfect.
And remember, they're 600 feet away.
Yeah.
How often would you like to land your plane on the driveway?
Well, you know what we did before? I kind of offered to settle all this, and I said, just limit to me once a week. And the judge ruled that once a week or anything, it's not a nuisance, it's not dangerous. She ruled that none of this is problematic. All she ruled that it was a zoning violation.
Huh.
Well, that's wild.
You need to get on the zoning commission then. What?
Yeah, there you go.
Jump in.
Well, I think I'm going to run for county commissioner.
Oh, awesome.
Because I've had it here with all these county regulations.
Right. Those fuddy duddies, though, they'll keep you out.
And then when you're running, make sure you take the chopper up and then just blanket the whole valley with like flyers that you're running.
Yeah, flyer dust.
No, but jump. I was going to land a helicopter at the courthouse parking lot. The helicopters land there.
What? You can?
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, Jonathan, I wish you luck. It sounds like, it's a fascinating story.
Yeah, I don't even know who you guys are, but I just love to talk about it.
It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. Google us.
You guys take care now.
All right, Jonathan, thanks so much. Good luck.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Spinning.
I told you, man.
Around.
I'm on his side.
Whirly, bird.
Well, it sounds like there's nothing close to him.
Yes, it is.
That's like the only way I'd go to a major concert nowadays, because I always feel like, God, it's so much trouble getting there. So a helicopter would be the way. And it always seemed like just a convenient excuse for not going, but
chopper would be nice.
Dude, it'd be
great. It always makes me mad when I watch like a documentary and they show the band, like, right, they get off stage and they're immediately in their limo.
I know.
They're already at the hotel when you're not even out of the venue. It's like,
they like the lifestyle so much.
It's so awesome. They are honestly off stage in the car.
All right, should we call David Hartman?
Yeah, you're not going to get a hold of David Hartman.
No, I don't know. Mark's been.
We already got a hold of one David Hartman today.
Yeah, true. But they didn't pick up.
Well, but it's his number.
What school? These area codes Mark just gave me.
Hey.
What school did this guy go to, Brandon?
Very limited information.
The last school that I knew he went to was Elmont Elementary.
That would have helped if I knew that.
In 1994
in Michigan?
Yeah.
But you didn't know what school he went to in Florida?
Elmont.
Oh, no.
What town, Brandon?
Elmont.
Oh, in Elmont. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Do you know his parents' name or anything?
Yeah, his mom. His mom was cool, so.
Nice friend.
I'm questioning his friendship, too.
I never knew his father.
You didn't know his father?
Did you know mommy's name?
Oh, man. Mom's
name. Was she a single mom?
She was a cool mom.
Yes.
Oh, she's a cool mom, for sure. He had everything.
Mom, yeah.
Did Elmont.
Cheryl.
Did Elmont Elementary School close in 2012?
I don't know. I'm sure they still have an elementary now. I have some cousins who go there.
Is it possible he ghosted you because he thought you were using him for all his great video games?
We were good friends.
Okay. What did he get out of it?
My friendship.
Unionship.
Subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
Aww.
Right now, it could be him.
No, it's not him because he would have his bill paid because mom's loaded. Mom gives him everything.
Mom he's still didn't on give her him everything.
He's still on her cell phone plan.
Oh, come on.
I bet she is. I'm going to ask him.
This isn't the way that I wanted to reconnect with my elementary best friend.
We'll be respectful.
We just want to make sure he's a really good friend. I mean, you're calling him top 10. What if GMA David Hartman answers? How cool would that be?
Hello. Please leave a message.
Hello. He thinks he's hot. Hi, is this David Hartman? Please call back the 248 number. There's an old friend from third grade, maybe your best friend, wants to talk to you. Thanks, David.
David. One more.
David.
I'm telling you,
David,
this dude's David. Off the grid.
Should we try the real David Hartman back after this?
You know, there might be a listener out there who's like, I know who that is, honestly.
Yeah.
I really hope he is.
What, somebody's a better friend than you?
Maybe a family member.
Maybe he's in the CIA. That's why he's off the grid.
Maybe he's hanging out with homeless Al.
No, they never cross paths.
They're hiding together.
Yeah, that's what you think. You don't think they cross paths.
David. Homeless Al was 8th grade?
David.
7th grade.
David.
I don't remember.
David.
I'm telling you.
D-A-V-I-D. David.
It's one of the greatest mysteries.
David. But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Would David that
sounds
do
like
that?
David.
You know, I don't know. He is a mystery. Homeless Al is a mystery. I'd love to connect with Al again.
I don't think Al's much of a mystery. I'm just saying.
Should we try GMA David Hartman one more time?
We can do that.
I think he's doing research on Mooney.
That he's sure is a mystery.
He's watching the interview himself.
It'll be the first time he's ever done research on Mooney.
Oh, I just started getting a clue.
That's great.
Oh my God, was he out of his depth?
David. D-A-V-I-D. David.
What David Hartman does
Hello,
is...
Hello, you've reached me.
Oh, fuck.
Balls.
Jesus. Forget about it.
I like how his new wife puts her name first in the outgoing message.
Oh, his new wife?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she put her name first.
Just got married?
Mary and David.
What, did he trade up?
David. He married her in 2001.
Oh, is she a trophy wife?
No. She's a little bit younger than him.
Can we get a picture? Oh, a little. How much younger?
I think like 10 years.
Whoa.
That's a trade up. In 2001, let's see, she's 74 now, so she would have been 56.
Oh, is that her, the blonde?
No, I can't find
her. I bet she's hot.
She's on David's.
I don't think he marries chicks for their hotness.
David can have her. No one's. What? Just saying.
Oh, come on. She's
lovely.
Happy.
I'm glad
they're happy.
Happy.
No, they are
That's
happy.
That's all that matters.
We know they're
happy.
Happy.
I'm happy.
We know they're happy.
Any listeners have information on Homeless Al or David Hartman, hit me up at Brandon@DrewAndMikePodcast.com.
Hall Financial, of course, all of that activity on the Hall Financial Hotline. Wow, that was a wild day. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention, and you can call them at 248-308-5000. Get a refi with Hall Financial. Save money for the next 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 15 years, 25 years, 28 years, 29 years. They'd love to refi and save you money. They've done it for so many. So go to DrewMike.HallFG.com. You won't be disappointed. Hall Financial.
After 20 years.
Or that dude, because His manager has been stringing me along for like 2 months now.
Oh, really?
Ted's?
Ted Williams.
You probably can't find Ted either.
It's almost been
4 years.
He's going to go, Brandon, have you seen Ted around? I'm trying to contact him to see if he can do the interview with you.
Is he homeless again? Or what if
no.
What if
he knows homeless hell.
He's got a new show.
He does? What if he were living in the same like cardboard box beside the freeway in Columbus?
We called the radio station. He doesn't do anything there.
No, Ted Williams has a new, I think it's a television show about second chances. I don't know if it's debuted yet, but that's what we were originally going to talk to him about. But then his manager keeps delay.
I think it's going
to
bomb.
you think?
Would people?
Why would you think that?
I mean, unless they get some outrageous second chances.
Awesome.
For some reason, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, I'm rooting for them. Don't get me wrong.
That's the one thing that I'm looking forward to is coming to New York City to see my mom after 12 years.
I will make sure that y'all gonna get paid.
I love, what does he mention? Gucci or something? What's that one?
Yeah.
That
one's Gucci purse.
He's crying. Yeah.
He's a make up for the time he lost with his daughter.
I haven't talked to my daughter
years.
In 18 years, but I'm going to get a Gucci purse and make up for it.
Mom.
All right, everybody. If this doesn't get your toes tapping, then check your pulse, because you might be dead.
You're going to check.
The
new
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner, made with, you know, dot, dot, dot.
Where's the thing with the Gucci purse?
We don't have it.
I can't
get it.
Keep it stiff.
I got to find whole Dr. Phil episode again.
Why did he think he was going to make up for not seeing his daughter for all that time with a Gucci purse?
He's trying. He doesn't know.
No, he was bombed.
He was bombed. That is true.
He was. He lied to Dr. Phil.
I know. Nobody lies to Dr. Phil.
Oh, I know. Nobody lies to Dr. Phil.
Actually, I take back. Everyone lies to Dr. Phil. Most people get away with it, too.
Who's
like
most
Rodney Reed? He just lied to Dr. Reed. Phil.
I'm like a human lie detector. That's why I can tell you Rodney Reed is like,
you know, somebody sent me, actually a lot of people have sent me, they've been listening to Rodney Reed podcasts.
Wow.
And there's a couple of them that just come out with a whole story, which is the whole story.
Right.
But there's many of them that never reference that he was going to be prosecuted for a number of rapes, and they dropped them all because they got him for this murder. So there's a fear that if he is freed, quote unquote,
you're welcome.
Or if they say, oh yeah, he was having an affair with this girl. I mean, so likely, but if Kim Kardashian gets her wish, the suggestion is that, oh, well then he'll be not guilty and he'll be free because all those cases are very old. They'd be very hard to prosecute. So this guy could just start over.
Awesome.
Anything wrong with that?
But the girl that started the petition, that got 1 million signatures, she now says, you know what? If I'd known everything I should have known when I started the petition. Yeah, I know. Thanks for stopping by. She has now apparently done a tiny bit of homework, more than Maz, and determined that, you know, this probably isn't the best thing to get behind. He's a serial rapist.
Can't she rescind her signature thing? Can't she take it all back if she?
I don't know.
Petition? Can't
she's
she
a well-known person too. It's a female, and she actually apologized. Which I thought was interesting.
Well, her apology is not getting as much attention as her initial defense of him, is it?
Oh no, 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 no. I think she apologized on Twitter, and I don't think
like
it
just
got a
one,
great deal of
one
attention.
Shot.
I'm still amazed though that the Innocence Project is, you know, behind him.
Well, if there are questions, I don't think there's any need to execute the guy if he's in prison for life.
No, I know. But
I mean, I haven't heard anything from the prosecution suggesting that there's anything they're remotely uncomfortable with about the prosecution. I don't think they should put him to death, though.
Is it Amanda Seals? Is that
I think that is her. I think that's who it is. Who is she, by the way? Is she just some rando that started this thing?
She's in something called Insecure. She regrets supporting Rodney Reed and signing the petition in his name. She explained why she wished she would have done her own research on Reed beforehand.
Good luck finding anyone else who will say that, by the way.
So here are some things I think it's important for us to address about Rodney Reed.
Can you just say you're sorry?
One, The campaign to stay the execution of Rodney Reed and exonerate him was launched by supporters of Rodney Reed who believe him to be innocent of the murder of Stacey Stites. This, I'm going to call it propaganda, though, was presented to people like you and me with a very decisive, clear-cut intention to not include the entire bigger picture of Rodney Reed
just like
as
making a murderer,
he
just
presents
like serial.
As a
thanks for listening
criminal
to the podcast.
And danger to women.
Drew's been saying this.
And children.
It is imperative that we acknowledge this because I know that many of us really fancy ourselves just good people. Like if there's an opportunity to help people, especially like in a very basic way, like signing a petition or donating, like we'll put ourselves to that.
Okay,
no problem.
Thank you.
Jesus, just say
so when,
you didn't know both sides of the story. Yeah, effed up.
I like this comment, though. But now how many of us are actually going to go and fact check her fact check? I'm reading a lot of comments that sound like we're just now accepting all of these to be facts with no intent to research on our own.
Oh, no, it's just a big coincidence that he seems to be involved in multiple rapes.
I got to say, most of the replies to this are...
pro-Rodney Reed?
No.
Oh.
No, they're more like, wow, we didn't know this. We're really surprised. Now she
no, that you wouldn't. And, you know,
she could have gone through and cherry-picked.
This is the part that bothers me the most. Somebody wrote me an email about Rodney Reed, and they said, is any media outlet going to tell the whole story? And they said they had seen the story in multiple places, and it's all about Kim Kardashian and poor Rodney Reed and this horrible injustice, when the fact is he's a serial rapist. That's what people in the know believe. And
you know,
no one is there anyone is the media really that pathetic these days that no one is going to tell us the whole story?
Where's Dateline on this?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't get it.
Who had Kim Kardashian on and ask her all the fluffball questions? Oh, it was
Laura Bush's daughter.
Yeah, it was.
I know that was.
It was really about her instead.
It was totally about her. Oh, she's such a great lawyer. Oh my God. I don't know that. It really worries me. And that story, when I read about people saying, you know, I read a lot, and I don't feel like I can get to the bottom of anything because they don't know who to believe, and I don't think I've ever felt quite that way as much as I feel that way now. Like you have to keep digging and digging and, oh, who's this saying this? You know, what is this website? Are they, you know, are they a pro this website or a pro that website? Are they down the middle? I mean, do they have any credibility? It's just really hard sometimes.
That the police and the DA didn't make all this evidence up to make him act the way that he's acting.
See, how do you fight that kind of logic?
Oh, I don't know. I wonder if there were some way to get an accurate reporting of something that is a crime.
I would think if somebody's going to interview somebody on ABC, that they would tell you a little more than that. Because that's deceptive. Accused, that was a deceptive charged. Story. And some of the network
that's
coverage.
That's not the glamorous part of the story.
It's
so.
Been written about and talked about on network news, too. And it's very similar. There's always the Kim Kardashian connection. There's always the, you know, oh, he was having an affair with her. Which, by the way, I find extremely unlikely.
Well, it's just interesting that only two people knew of the affair.
Years later.
One is his cousin, and another is one of his coworkers.
Coworker.
You're telling me a woman, no offense, Trudy.
Who's getting married, by the way.
Isn't going to like tell her friend, like, oh my God, she can't believe what I'm... She's not going to tell anyone?
She didn't tell anyone? Her friends or anyone in her family. She told a coworker who also said that she showed her engagement ring, and her mother said, well, she didn't wear an engagement ring to work, so I'm not sure why they would have all this bonding over her engagement ring.
Yeah, I just find it hard to believe that she wouldn't tell anybody that she was having an affair.
I thought that was weird, too. He's black, and she's white, and it's Texas in 1996, possible.
She might not want to tell everyone, but she would tell one person.
Murderers
get caught because they can't keep that exciting news to themselves that they killed somebody. You know, she would tell somebody.
Yeah, I really felt like she would, too.
Imagine the injustice.
If you don't expect a chick to keep a secret.
No, think about it. He would have told a lot of people, I'm banging this chick, she's getting married, you're not going to believe it.
I'm not sure how big his world really was.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, he's an unemployed serial rapist. He's, you know, they've just found that his sperm in one rape matches the sperm in a murder. I mean, I don't think he's got a lot going on.
I don't know. It sounds like he has a lot going on.
Don't broad brush unemployed serial rapist, Drew. They have lots of friends.
Yes, one
sorry,
of them is
Rodney.
Kim.
Didn't mean to be so harsh. No, I'm sure he had. I'm sure he had great career plans, and
he might
had a wonderful place to live. He didn't have wheels. We know that, but that doesn't mean anything. Maybe he was. He just took limos everywhere.
It seems that people wanted me to be guilty. That really, really bothered me.
Oh, Juice has a new.
Get us out of here, bro.
Oh, can I play the Juice's new?
Yeah, he played over the outro.
He, okay. It deserves some commentary.
Oh, is there a boner line? There is a boner line.
That too.
Oh, I totally forgot. About
we'll save
Juice.
Save
it for tomorrow.
We'll save Juice. It's all the same. He just
what's
wants...
the Juice talking about? Rodney
he's...
Reed?
No, no. He's talking about.
No, he's a fellow murderer. He can't talk about right.
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, the guy. The fight.
Oh, Garrett.
Yeah, Miles Garrett and Mason Rudolph and he wants. He's. I'm happy that Mason Rudolph finally took some responsibility. Because Juice loves it when people take responsibility.
Yeah, he's
for
so
their
good
actions.
At that. He's really good about
but
that.
But the whole 2 minutes is just laughable how clueless he is.
Juice.
Don't ever change, Juice.
He's suspended indefinitely. You know what's funny about that story? You see Miles Garrett rip the helmet off of Mason Rudolph, right?
Yeah, but Mason Rudolph tried to rip his off first.
And then he tries to whack him on the head with the helmet.
Uh-huh. I'm just giving it back.
And then. He gets knocked down, and then Mason Rudolph's like, you know, what, did you see what he did to me to the ref? And number 65 comes and just goes, whammo!
Awesome.
And knocks him on the ground, which is like, whoa, nobody's even talking about that.
And then Pouncey starts kicking him in the head.
Was that Pouncey?
Pouncey was trying to kick Miles Garrett in the head.
Aaron Hernandez, buddy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nice.
Hey, if you want someone on your side, you want the Pouncey brothers.
Loyal
to a fault.
We talked about, thank God for the ABNN, by the way, yesterday. The ABNN reported on our show that the Antonio Brown tweet where he apologized to Robert Kraft.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And did we talk about the fact that Tom Brady liked the tweet, the apology?
Oh, no.
Edelman liked it and three other Patriots liked it.
Accept his apology then.
Are the Patriots looking to take him back?
Hopefully. Whoa. That'd be great.
That would be a
great way to
it would be pretty wild.
That'd be awesome.
He would fuck up so fast.
For the entertainment value. It'd be
I know, it would be.
So
I have to admit, it'd be.
Just like
yeah,
the most
it would get ratings.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Miles Garrett. That was the most exciting thing to happen in the NFL this year, and everyone's appalled by it.
I know. I can't believe I know that guy's name. I would never know his name.
He's a stud, though. A number one draft pick, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Or high, at least high.
He's the guy that swung his helmet. That's all I know about him.
Best performance of the year in the NFL.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.